just hard. I think she's the one that's going to be in it. And even though she wants to serve, it's not just women and heavy emotions, but she can't provide. Universe only delivers because you are the deliverer. Universe, you're the one serving the solution. Get started at universe.com.
Thank you. Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rockhounds, Bob Hart.
We're four games into a series between the Rockhounds and the Corpus Christi Hooks. Great matchup as always. Just a terrific rivalry between these two clubs. And so far, Hooks winning the first two. They win in dramatic fashion on Tuesday night in walk-off fashion, winning in the bottom of the ninth inning and got some just tremendous pitching in a shutout on Wednesday evening. The Rockhounds have rallied back now for back-to-back victories. They win last night 5-4 was the final. Hounds ran away and hit it on Thursday night 11-1. Last evening, the Hounds really got into the manufacturing business. They scored 5 runs last night, did the Rockhounds, and did that on the strength of all of just 2 base hits. Meantime, the Hooks used the long ball to start and finish the scoring in the ballgame, but the Rockhounds came up with 4 runs in the first inning. Hooks came back with 2, and that was the majority of the scoring in the ballgame, in fact, in last night's contest. The Rockhounds, again, manufacturing, or as I like to say, Frankensteining the runs together. 4 runs in the first inning. They added the game, what would be the game-winning run in the middle part of the ballgame. But they scored their 5 runs last night, did the Rockhounds, on 2 base hits, 5 walks, a hit batsman, a wild pitch, and a sacrifice fly. I don't know that you're going to make a living doing that, but the Rockhounds did last evening. The Hooks, as mentioned, countering with a long ball. Joey Loperfido, again, a 2-run home run. That was in the first. Shea Whitcomb, home run in the 8th inning. And that made the score 5-4. Ryan Cusick, another good start. His ERA actually got bumped up a little bit in yesterday's game, wound up giving up 3 runs over 5 innings. But Ryan Cusick remains among the league leaders in earned run average and in opponent average. He is 3-1 on the season. Earned run average bumped up over 2, but it's 2.13. That isn't too bad, is it? And the opponent batting average against Cusick, second in the Texas League, 164. He did end up walking 4 batters. Walks have been the issue for Ryan. He walked 4, but he didn't scatter them. He walked 3 in a row in an inning in which the Hooks did their one bit of manufacturing on the evening. And again, it was the long ball the rest of the way. One other note, when talking about Grant Holman, who comes up from Lansing from the advanced single A level, and when we saw him when he first arrived, clearly throws easily into the mid-90s, and you kind of think might have closer stuff. The Rockhounds really do not have or have not had a closer, but Grant got his first opportunity not only of the year but of his now 3-year career last Sunday at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds were leading the San Antonio Missions going into the ninth. Now, he gave up a run, had some guys on base, but he got through it and got the save. On Tuesday evening in this ballpark, the Hooks got to him. Remember, that was the ninth inning that started with a home run by Quincy Hamilton off the left field foul pole, and the Hooks went on to win it, getting 3 in the ninth. So Grant was 1-for-2 in saves, but both had seen a little bit of action going on last night, and the timing, if you will, was absolutely exceptional. Grant came in the ninth inning, the Hooks sending numbers 9, 1, and 2 in the order to the plate. Now batting in the 3 spot last evening, so he would have been 4th in the inning, Joey Loperfido. He has been a monster in this series. And if he came to the plate last night, if he had come to the plate, it would have been as the potential winning run, obviously. But Grant Holman not only got the save, he got it in 1-2-3 fashion. And with it, the Rockhounds hang on. 5-4 is the final last evening. Hounds needed the win. San Antonio making it 4 in a row over Amarillo. The Sod Poodles now have really kind of hit the skids. They dropped all 4 games in their series in the Alamo City. So the Rockhounds still lead San Antonio by 1 game. Frisco is 4.5 back. Corpus Christi 5 back. Frisco a winner last night, 10-9 over the Arkansas Travelers. So they move back into the third place spot. And Corpus now 5 games back. They are in 4th. Amarillo 7 games out in the Texas League South Division. There are, what do we got? 26 to go, is that right, here in this first half of this season? Yes, tonight will be game number 44. That doesn't sound right, does it? It is 26 to go. Yeah, to get to the 69 games. Thank you very much. Wow, arithmetic is my life. Let's take you downstairs now for the singing for the Star Spangled Banner.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight that we knew, whose broad and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we words of gallantry, and the rocket man of the first year came through the night that a flag was silver. Oh, say.
You might be able to tell, big crowd on hand here tonight. They're doing a Kyle Tucker jersey replica, of course, giveaway. Kyle was a member of the Hooks and, of course, just one of the tremendous players in all of Major League Baseball. Think of Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez, same, roughly the same vintage here with the Hooks, and both have gone on to great things, obviously. So we've got a big bunch on Saturday night here in Corpus Christi. The Rockhounds had best bring the bats. On the mound for the Hooks this evening is Rhett Koba, K-O-U-B-A, the last name. Koba, absolutely exceptional command. He is 3-1, a 3.05 ERA, top to bottom, one of the best in the Texas League. Koba, in 38 and a third innings, has walked four batters, and he has struck out 45. He has faced the Rockhounds once and was outstanding at Momentum Bank Ballpark. So, again, Rockhounds need to bring the bats this evening. They're facing one of the league's best, to be sure. On the mound for the Rockhounds, guy who can be awfully good himself, and that is Roiber Salinas. More on the Rockhounds right-hander as we get set to go. So, it is game number 5 of the series. The teams have split the first two right down the middle. And Rhett Koba will throw the first pitch of Game 5 from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas, right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud, the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And in our first 5 evenings here in Corpus Christi, the conditions have been almost identical 4 of the 5 times, and tonight is one of those. 83 degrees, 87 on the heat index. I haven't looked. The Hounds come back one more time. I promise you, by the time the Rockhounds return for their second visit here, that heat index will be much more a factor. It does get warm here and very humid, but actually a little bit of breeze, again at 14 or so miles an hour, out toward left field. So a very comfortable night here in Corpus Christi. Chase Calabwig at the top of the order here in Game 5. Chase, the left fielder, will lead it off, facing right-hander Rhett Koba. Infield grass all in shadows as Koba gets set. First pitch of our game, and it sails high for ball one, and we are underway. Chase, left-handed hitter at 320. 4 home runs, 13 driven in. Koba with a 1-0 pitch, and that's down and in, ball two. That, I would think, is the exception to the rule. This guy has pitched 38 in the third innings, as I just told you, and has walked 4 guys. The 2-0 pitch. Up and away, ball three. Can the visiting broadcaster actually jinx the starting pitcher for the home team? We shall see. Three balls, no strikes. Chase from the left side. Cobus pitch right down the middle, called strike 3-1. So the answer is apparently no. Lawrence Butler on deck. He's the right fielder in this game. Lawrence on deck in the two spot. Brett Harris again will bat third. He moves to second base in this game. Brett Harris at second base batting third. Cobus set, looks in. Big, deep breath in the three ball, one strike turn and pitch. That is popped high in the air, foul ball. Boy, crystal blue sky. If you squint, you can see a cloud or two, but that's about it. So, full count, three balls and two strikes now. So, 3-0 is now turned into a 3-2. Chase waits, pitch by Koba. Swung on, fouled away again a little further down the left field side and out of play, still 3-2. Logan Davidson moves to the cleanup spot tonight. Daryl Hernandez with the evening off. Logan at third base, batting in the cleanup spot, Logan Davidson. 3-2 again to Chase. Down and in, ball four. Wow, Koba, and he didn't care for the call. It was a close pitch, but to be honest, it did look down and in. So he walks just his fifth batter of the season. And Chase Calabrese on base. Here's Lawrence Butler, left-handed hitting right fielder, up to 309 on the season, one of the league's 10 best. Chase takes the lead off first base. Pull that sun right in the eyes. Pitch big, swing and a miss. Boy, Butler had a rip, and it's 0-1. Rest of the order, J.J. Schwarz at first base, batting fifth. J.J. at first. Greg Dykeman, the designated hitter, batting sixth. Greg Dykeman, the Rockhounds DH. Set by Koba. Long set, 0-1 pitch. Back door, called strike. Beautiful pitch, 0-2. Jeremy Ironman batting in the seventh spot at shortstop. Jeremy at short. Shane McGuire catches and bats eighth. Well, he's been so good of late, offensively and defensively. 0-2 set. Butler waits. Pitch from Koba. Way up high, 1-2. Shane in the eighth spot behind the dish, and Denzel Clark will round it out. The center fielder moves to the ninth spot in this game. Denzel in center. One on and nobody down. Loprofito holding Chase Calabrese on at first base. 1-2 set. Koba's pitch went just low. Not by much. Two balls, two strikes. Lawrence, five home runs, 29 driven in. And that average up to 309. Signature bright yellow, or sorry, bright orange spikes. Ground ball sharply at the foul wide of first base. It's 2-2. Calabrese, Butler, and Harris up top. Davidson, Schwarz, and Dykeman in the middle. Ironman, McGuire, and Clark rounded out for the Rockhounds. Daryl Hernandez has been consistent and a huge part of the order. Hounds will play this one with Daryl getting a night off. Here's the 2-2. Big swing and a miss. And Lawrence Butler out on strikes. So a walk and a whiff. The latter much more common for Koba than the former, that's for sure. 38 in the third innings, 34 base hits. Four walks, 45 strikeouts coming in. He's added one of each. Opposition hitting .234 against him. The whip, 0.99. Here's Brett Harris. Moves to second base in this game. Brett swings, fouls it back. Count is 0-1. Brett at .293. Now, that is an average that a lot of guys would gladly trade you a whole bunch of their per diem for the rest of the year to hit .293. But for Brett, he has struggled a bit of late. Last dozen games hitting .191. Part of the game, of course, but a frustrating part, to be sure. The 0-1 pitch and a swing and a miss. Boy, chased one away that time. Off-speed delivery. And the count goes 0-2. Logan Davidson waits on deck. Brett, right-handed hitter. Three home runs. Leads the team with 31 driven in. Short lead by Calabrese at first. Set by Koba. Pitch to the dish. Swung on and fouled away. Still 0-2. Sun sets at an angle on the third base side of the ballpark. Third base and left field side. So the shadow just starting to jet out into the outfield. All of the infield grass is in shadows. First base right on the edge of sunlight and shadow. Pitch well low and outside. A breaking pitch. And Brett lets that one go by.
count of a ball and two strikes. Joey Loperfido, as he sets up at first base, is in the sunlight basically from the shoulders up, so you know that sun peering right at him. Calabuig the lead, pitch to Harris, swings, fly ball, center field. Going back is Corona. He'll make the catch, backpedaling in center field. Well hit ball by Brett. He's had several of those as well. And again, this stretch has been very frustrating for him, I'm sure. Two men down for Logan Davidson. The Rockhounds get a walk from Koba, and that doesn't happen very often, so they'd love to take advantage of it. But Chase is still there now with two men down. Koba 3-1, a 3.05 ERA. Boy, just right all across the board, all the numbers among the best in the Texas League in 2023. Pitch, boy, tough strike to Logan. That just got there. Third borderline pitch, really, that Koba has thrown. That's the first one I think that he's kind of gotten the benefit of the doubt. 12th rounder in 2021 out of Dallas Baptist. Boy, that program is tremendous this season. What, top 15 in the country? 0-1 pitch, a swing, and a foul tip of the plate. It's 0-2. So, one on and two men down, but an 0-2 count to Logan Davidson. Again, Koba a little bit more than a strikeout per inning. 45 whips in 38 and a third coming in. So I guess we can add in this evening easily. In 39 innings, 46 walks, or 46 strikeouts, 5 walks. Pitch to Logan just up and away. Count goes 1-2. Crowd will, again, this is a festive group on Saturday evening, so obviously anything close, they're going to let the umpire hear it. That pitch did appear to miss, one would think. One ball, two strikes. One on and two out, no score, top of the first inning. Davidson waits from the left side, swings and sends a little looper into shallow left field, and that is going to sink and drop a base hit. Well, now that's a duck snort. He didn't hit it hard. But, again, for Logan Davidson, if you just go back and look at the career chart, strikeouts have been a huge part of that. That is a 1-2 pitch against one of the best in the league. So did he knock it out of the yard? No. Was the exit velocity impressive? No. But he put it in play and got himself a base hit. And that, my friends, to me, is the bottom line. I love spins and exit velocity and all that stuff, but that's base hit. In steps, J.J. Schwarz takes a strike on the outside edge, 0-1. So first and second with two men down. Again, you put it in play, you give yourself a chance. It really is kind of that basic. Not that easy to accomplish, of course, said the 222 Little League hitter. Delivery well up and away for a ball. Count is one ball and one strike. J.J. at 233, four home runs and 17 driven in. A little bit of a struggle of late, but he had a good ball game last night at the dish. First baseman tonight for the Hounds, J.J. swings and misses. 92-mile-an-hour fastball with good life to it. It's 1-2. Two on and two down, top of the first inning. Chase Palabuig takes the lead off second base in the bright sunlight. Logan Davidson right on the edge of sunlight and shadow leads off first. Stretch by Koba, hands at the belt. 1-2 pitch, down and away for a ball. The count, 2-2. Three people grumbled about that right down below us, but that pitch missed the plate by about a half a foot. That's okay. You buy your ticket to get your Kyle Tucker jersey, and you can bark at the umpire all that you like. A little bonus. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Koba. Outside for ball three. Okay. Folks, that pitch was a half foot off the plate. So we're getting a little greedy down there, folks. You got your free jersey now. Let's just settle down. Three balls and two strikes in the count. Runners will go with the pitch. Koba, stretch, kick, and delivery. And the ball is lifted high in the air, right side, foul ground. And anybody? Yep, catcher. Jay Stubbs. Ball almost got out of the glove, but TJ tucks it away. J.J. Schwarz fouls out to the catcher, and no damage done. The Rockhounds get a couple of base runners against one of the league's best, but both of them will be stranded, a walk and a base hit in the first inning. So we're underway at Saturday evening baseball. It's game 5 of a 6-game series, which the teams have split right down the middle so far. After a half-inning Village Car Wash score, the Rockhounds nothing, and against right-hander Roiber Salinas, the Hooks are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Bottom half of the first inning, and for the Hooks, leadoff batter in this game will be Kennedy Corona. He is the center fielder. Corona will lead it off. Really, the key guy back in the lineup is Drew Gilbert. He'll be the DH in this game. He'll bat second. Gilbert been with the ball club just 14 games, so about 3 weeks or so. And again, number one, two, or three prospect for the Astros, depending on which rating service you look at. But he is, well, he is a tremendous hitter, and he is back in the order, batting second, the DH. First inning has been important for Roiber. I know it is for everybody. Pitch inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Boy, that was 95 and in. ERA in the first inning for Roiber. It's been an issue for the Hounds in general, by the way. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Just outside, ball two. ERA in the first inning, 10.38. He's 5.68 overall, so everything else in the threes and fours. But the first inning has been an issue, and this pitch is up high, and that's ball three, 3-0 to Kennedy Corona. Gilbert, as mentioned, on deck. Joey Loperfido bats third, plays the three spot. Loperfido at first base. 3-0 pitch from Roiber. Up, down, and in, ball four. Well, that is not a good omen. One on and nobody down, and that'll bring up Drew Gilbert, left-handed hitter. Zach DiCenzo, who absolutely terrified the South Atlantic League, has just joined the club. He'll play in his second game. He'll bat third and play the third base spot. He will bat cleanup. Zach DiCenzo, give you his numbers in Asheville. He hit 400. Quincy Hamilton bats fifth in right field. Hamilton in right. Good lead for Corona. He's going to draw a throw. Colin Barber batting sixth. He's the left fielder. Barber in left. Shea Whitcomb homered last night. The shortstop will bat seventh. Shea Whitcomb. J.C. Correa just off the IL. Plays second base and bat eighth. J.C. Correa. Stretched by Roiber. Has yet to throw a strike. Runner bluffs. Doesn't go. Pitch up high. Ball one. 1-0 to Gilbert. C.J. Stubbs, the catcher, rounds it out for the Hooks. Stubbs catching and batting ninth. Corona, Gilbert, Loperfido, DiCenzo, Hamilton and Barber, Whitcomb, Correa, and Stubbs. Runner dances and goes. Pitch is taken up and away. Here's the throw. Got a chance. They get him. Nope. Got around the tag. Head first dive and a beauty by Corona. Just got there. Ahead of the tag of Jeremy Ironman. Stolen base for Corona. Boy, and it's 2-0 to Gilbert. Yeah, and for Roiber, on the season, he has allowed 20 runs all earned, half of them in the first inning. Jake Walkinshaw has similar numbers to that. So for Roiber, the first inning has really been the issue. A pickoff play at second, not in time. Again, the rest of the way he has pitched and pitched past the fifth inning so far on the season. But so through the first five innings, ERA 10.38, 4.5, 3, 4.5. So the first inning has just been, in times anyway, a nightmare for him. Here's the 2-0. That is swung on, and Gilbert fouls it away. It's two balls and one strike. Runner in scoring position. Nobody down. No score. Drew Gilbert in his first 14 games at AA, hitting .340. A home run and eight driven in. Only Asheville in the South Atlantic League has had some talent. Mentioned DiCenzo, now promoted to Corpus Christi after hitting 400 for Asheville. Pitch up high, ball three, 3-1. You know, I didn't do the breakdown today. I was doing it for Bobby Crosby and Chris Smith a week or so ago. Rockhound's ERA in the first inning at that time was 8+. So just something about getting out of the warm-up and end of the game. That pitch way high. Oh, that's ball four. So it's 2-1 and nobody out on a couple of walks. And anytime, obviously, that's not the way you want to start a ball game. But when you go back and look at Roiber's track record here, here comes, to accentuate that, here comes Chris Smith, the pitching coach for the Hounds, just two batters into the game. But Roiber has thrown 9 pitches, and 8 of them have been out of the zone. Gil Patterson is a terrific minor league pitching coordinator for the A's. And I was visiting with Gil. He was in town a series or so ago, and we're talking about Jake Waukesha in the first inning and Roiber in the first in particular. Those two guys have really had their struggles, and it's really a perplexing problem. I mean, do you adjust the way in which he warms up? Do you go a little harder in warm-up? Maybe give up an inning in terms of how far he's going to go in the game. Maybe you warm up a little harder, use a little bit more of the gas in the tank and warm up so that you're a little bit more focused, and maybe get 4 strong innings instead of a rocky first, and maybe go 5. Pitch swung on, and that is hit high in the air to left field, and that is going to be gloved by Calabrese. Boy, that was a line drive. When that ball jumped off the bat, looked like that was going to get airborne a lot more than it did. Top spin line drive off the bat of Joey Loperfido, and he has been so hot, as we have mentioned. Line drive gloved by Calabrese. So that's an out, but boy, that's a hard out. I don't know if we'll get a second look at that. When that ball jumped off the bat, looked like the trajectory was a little bit different than it turned out to be, but that top spin on it, and it sank a little bit. Chase reached up and grabbed it. Now here is Zach DiCenzo, a 400 hitter at Advanced Day. Made his Hooks debut yesterday. Takes up high for a ball, 1-0. And Roiber has had games in which he did not get, had a game rather, in which he did not get out of the first inning. But he's also had a game in which he struck out 10 at Springfield. A 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, good off-speed pitch right there, breaking ball away. Count 1 ball and 1 strike. Game against San Antonio. He pitched the first and last games of the series with the Missions. Just concluded at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Went 2/3 in his first outing, went 5 and was really good in his second. 1 ball, 1 strike. Stretching pitch by Salinas. Down the middle, but low. Ball 2, 2-1. With the talent and the stuff, undeniable. He's a really solid prospect. But again, just putting things together, consistency. Lots go into that journey if you're going to make all the steps and reach the ultimate destination. Pickoff play at second base, went relatively close back in his Corona. 2 men on, 1 man down. Bottom of the first inning, no score, but the Hooks are threatening. It's the 22-year-old out of Guarenas, Venezuela. Salinas comes set, 2-1 the count. Pitch to DiCenzo, right down the middle, called strike. And it's 2-2. Quincy Hamilton waits on deck for the Hooks. Looking up at the flags fully unfurled out toward left field. Wind anywhere from 13 to 17 miles an hour. Again, blowing to left. Here's the 2-2 set by Salinas. We'll look at second. Runners go. Pitch is taken. Here's the throw, and the throw is high. It's down the line, and a run will score. Now, what do we have? Something called here, I believe. Or do we have? Nope, I think we're going to have interference. Yeah, the runners are being sent back. Let's see. Now, Joe Thon wants an explanation, as do we all. Now, let's see what we had here. The throw sailed high. Bobby Crosby's going to come out here as well. The runners have been sent back to second and third. There are two possibilities here. One was interference on the part of the batter. But I think DeCenzo is still at the plate. The other, there may have been a, was there a pitch clock violation? That's always a possibility. Boy, there are times you wish baseball had signals much like, what do we have? Or did the umpire make contact? You know, I believe that's what he just said. I was just saying, I'm sorry we don't have more hand signals and official, you know, signs as they do in football. I do believe that what Ty Krause just said was that he interfered with the throw. He gave the brush sign and then tapped his own chest. So the umpire interfered with the throw. That's why it went high and wide. So the pitch is a, let's see, it is ball three, but there's no throw. So the runner's back. Boy, that is the first time we have ever seen that I can recall in our 30-plus years. 3-2, down and in, ball four. So the bases are loaded on three walks. So a break for Salinas, although, well, actually it's not, because if Ty Krause did indeed, if he interfered with the throw, and that's what he's saying, he brushed the arm of Shane McGuire. I think I said J.J., it's Shane behind the plate. So he affected the throw, it went high and wide. So it's not a bad break or a good break for the Rockhounds. It's properly adjudicated. But the bases are now loaded, and here's Quincy Hamilton. So Salinas still in a huge jam. Delivers outside for a ball, 1-0. The bullpen's going to start to rattle around. Only the second time in three starts. Roiber is in danger of not getting out of the first inning. Big deep breath, 1-0 stretch, bases full, pitch to Hamilton, and there's a drive to right. If it's fair, it's a grand slam home run, but I think it's foul. Yeah, it is, by a good amount, but, well, that ball was hard hit. The one out in the inning, remember, was Lo Profito's line drive. That was caught by Calabrese. Three walks, one stolen base, that was for Corona. The double steal is wiped away on umpire's interference. By the way, there was no argument once Joe Thon was given the explanation, Hook's manager. One ball, one strike, pitched by Roiber. Swung on, lifted, high in the air, left center field. This is high, this is deep, it is gone! They got a huge crowd here this evening in Corpus Christi, and they are absolutely delighted. Grand slam home run. Quincy Hamilton went the opposite way with that, drove it out to deep left center. It's 4-0 Hooks, and a called strike to Colin Barber, and it's 0-1. Boy, and again, the number that just jumps out at you, that's four runs on one hit. Three walks. Pitch right down the middle. Wouldn't you know it? Called strike two here to Colin Barber. Quincy Hamilton's fourth home run of the year. His second of this series. Pitch swung on. Rolled to shortstop. Ironman is there near the bag. Makes the throw for the out. Two men down in the first. Well, the Rockhounds scored four in the first inning yesterday. Hooks came back and got a couple. But here it's another home run. The Hooks last night scored four, three of them on homers. And here, obviously all four on one swing. Quincy Hamilton, grand slam, 4-0 Hooks. Pitch called strike to Shea Whitcomb in the outside corner. Shea had the second of the two home runs for the Hooks in yesterday's game. Well, the Hounds will get the bullpen active. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1. Most of that ERA for Roiber in the first inning will go up. Boy, it's a bit of a perplexing deal, a little bit of a baseball mystery. Put you in the end, ball two. Two balls, one strike to Whitcomb. Base is emphatically empty. 2-1 pitch up high, ball three. 3-1. And you look at, again, against San Antonio, didn't get out of the first inning, gave up three runs, or actually a couple of runs on three hits, three walks. Pitches inside, and that's ball four, and that's the fourth walk of the inning. He came back against San Antonio, went five innings, and gave up the same numbers. three hits. Got that backwards, forgive me. Three hits, two runs, three walks, five strikeouts in that game. He had three hits, two runs, both earned, three walks in two-thirds of an inning against San Antonio in the first game of that set. Well, this is the mound here from catcher Shane McGuire. It's one on and two men down, but four runs across on the grand slam by Quincy Hamilton. Hounds get activity, and I believe that's David Leal, and I kind of accentuate that because David was originally on the card to be tomorrow's starter. That is David Leal warming. David moving to the bullpen. Blake Beers has joined the team from Lansing. He will get the start tomorrow. Blake, a very solid start to the year with the advanced single-A Lugnuts, and he'll get his double-A debut tomorrow. Toss to first, and he's out. Boy, Shane Whitcomb now, that was close. First base coach says he got back, but, boy, the argument better be tempered there because he was really off the base, and he just picked off. They argue a little bit, do the hooks. I understand that it was a very close play, but, boy, you just should have not been in that position. So a pickoff ends the inning. But the hooks get, and, boy, this is something. Four runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Grand slam home run by Quincy Hamilton, and obviously this group here in this ballpark going a little bit nuts early on. Big crowd, and they're loving it. Village Car Wash score, hooks four, hounds nothing.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Greg Dykeman, a swing and a miss just as we come back to the top of the second inning. 4-0 hooks. Red Coba with a solid lead. He's one of the best in this league. Pitch up high, and it's one ball. One strike to Greg. Left-handed hitting designated hitter. Shade him up the middle at short and to pull on the right side. It's a backdoor pitch. Boy, just got there. One ball, two strikes. Again, Coba. And, of course, tell you all about his great command before the first pitch of the game. He walks the first batter. But the odds say that will be his only walk of this game. The 1-2 pitch, and that's just outside, 2-2. Greg Dykeman, Jeremy Ironman, and Shane McGuire. Hounds trail 4-0 on a grand slam by Quincy Hamilton. Pitch to Dykeman, chopper up the middle, but a shortstop right there, Whitcomb behind the bag, actually on the second base side. Throws the first for the out. You can't set up over there, but of course, obviously, once the ball is put in play, you could move to the opposite side of the bag, and that's what Whitcomb did. He was shading up the middle, so only a couple of steps to his left to make the play. And Jeremy Ironman. When Rhett Coba faced the Hounds at Momentum Bank Ballpark, he went 6 innings, 1 hit, and it was a solo home run. It was Jeremy Ironman. Takes down the middle for a called strike 0-1. Jeremy, the Hounds shortstop. Time on the sidelines. Wasn't on the injured list, but did not play about 10 days, swinging the high fly ball. This is a pop-up shallow center. Second baseman out, and Correa will glove it. So very quickly, two down here in the second inning. Here's Shane McGuire. chain at 258. He has bumped that up. He's in the low 200s. His last three games, though, well, he is 7 for 12. Left-handed hitter. Nobody on and two men down. Nobody way up and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Shane, two home runs and 13 driven in on the season to go with the 258 average. Takes just outside ball two. Crowd grumping a little bit right there. They're getting greedy, aren't they? Already seen a grand slam. Here's a swing and a miss. That's two balls and one strike. Gee whiz, you got a free jersey, or a whole bunch of you did. Got a grand slam in the first inning, and they're griping about a pitch that was outside. It's okay. It is their right to do so. Two balls and one strike. Nobody on. Two men down. Pitch by Koba. That's called strike of the knees. Boy, that is just a perfectly placed pitch. Just got there. Little run on it at 92 inside corner at the knees. Here's a 2-2 pitch and swung on. Lifted high in the air to left center field. On the move is Corona. He will give way to... No, he doesn't give way. He makes the catch. Left fielder Barber was standing right there, and, well, Corona was tracking it down. He just kept on tracking, kept on moving, and he hauled it in on the move right in front of his partner in right field, Colin Barber. Rockdowns go in order here in the top half of inning number two. After an inning and a half of the car wash score, the Hooks four and the Rockdowns nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Well, this series is nearing its conclusion. That'll be tomorrow evening at 6:35. But the road trip is approaching its halfway point. Rockhounds are on to North Little Rock, Arkansas, beginning Tuesday. They'll face the Arkansas Travelers. Boy, that North Division, by the way, is, boy, that's a two-horse race, and, I mean, that is a sensational pennant race. Tulsa is 28-15. Arkansas 27-16, the two best records in the league. Rockhounds are third, but only one game separating them. The rest of the division in the North, third, fourth, and fifth, are 8, 8.5, and 10 games out. So that's a done deal for three of them, not mathematically, but in all logic. J.C. Correa back to the plate. He fouls off Roiber's first pitch. He was at the plate when Shea Whitcomb was picked off first base. Then C.J. Stubbs and back to the top for Kennedy Corona. Each team one hit, but the Hooks lead 4-0. Pitch swung on and drilled. Left center field on the move, and Denzel Clark will track the down line drive off the bat of Correa. Hauled in. Boy, two really hard outs in this game. The line drive by Loperfido in the first, and this one by Correa. Well, that ball was sizzled, but Denzel got there. One man down, and here's C.J. Stubbs. Now we'll see how Roiber Salinas will respond. Four walks and the grand slam in the first. He delivers up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. And Roiber, great stuff. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Boy, fastball away at 93, 1-1. Entering this game, he had 43 strikeouts in 31 2/3. 1-1 pitch. Sliced foul back out of play, 1-2. Opposition hitting .246 against him, and the whip, a very respectable 1.39, a tinge high. But if you're in that 1.3 range, think you can kind of consider that manageable. 1-2 pitch. Back up delivery is inside for a ball. It's 2-2. You're in the 1.2s. I think that's probably where you get into really, really good whip. 1.3 in bat. A little looper. A base hit to right field. What a good piece of hitting by Stubbs. We thought about trying to get two, but he wasn't going to get there. And Lawrence Butler over to make the play. Stubbs on a 2-2 pitch. Let's see if we get a second look. He was basically just reaching for it, almost bent at the waist and just punched it on the right side. That's a really good protective swing. Don't know if that would have been a called third strike, but it was close. So Stubbs reached out and just punched it. And on the right field line, didn't hit it hard, but he placed it perfectly. Second base hit for the Hooks. And the batter, Kennedy Corona, top of the order. One on and one man down. Second inning, 4-0 Corpus Christi. Salinas' pitch, boy, good fastball at 93 with life to it. Corona swings and misses. Weber Salinas, not at all unlike Ryan Cusick in that the stuff is absolutely undeniable. And, of course, Ryan, a 2-1-3 ERA, pitched down and in for a ball, 1-1. Ryan Cusick, though, a lot of walks. It's the only thing that is maybe out of whack a little bit on his stat sheet, to be sure. And he's been really tough to hit, Ryan the winner. Yesterday's game, pitched down and away, blocked by McGuire, backhanded, and C.J. Stubbs could not move up. Boy, that's a really good block by McGuire. Reached across his body with the glove left hand. He blocked the ball. It dribbled a little bit out of the batting circle on the right side, but again, kept it close enough that C.J. Stubbs did not move up. Good play by Shane. 2-1 count. Salinas with a pitch. Swung on. Popped up. Near home plate. Foul ground, third base side. Logan Davidson assures everyone he's got it. He's a man of his word. He tucks it away. Foul out to Logan. Two men down in the second. Here's Drew Gilbert. And like Corona, he walked and scored in the first inning. So for Roiber Salinas, I mean, he has a 10-strikeout game. He was just brilliant in Springfield against the Cardinals. That was his fourth start. He went 5 innings, 1 run on 1 hit, 2 walks, and 10 Ks in 5 innings. So, I mean, the stuff is there. It's putting it all together. And, of course, there, as the Bard would say, flies the rub. Fastball strike outside half of the plate at 92, and it's 0-1. Drew Gilbert against the Rockhounds in this series. He did not play at Momentum Bank Ballpark. On base in 7 of 10 trips, including his first inning walk. Stretch and pitch by Salinas. Big swing, foul tip. Oh, that got our home plate umpire. Ty Krause is our crew chief, and oh, man, bending over at the waist. That foul tip got him. Boy, that is something that you see so often in hockey and baseball. Yeah, that really got him. Athletic trainer for Corpus Christi is going to come out and pay a visit, and his two umpiring partners will come in and check with him. Boy, that is so tough. The athletic trainer, Takayaki Ando, for the Hooks. Out and basically right now probably just a question of time. And boy, try to regain your breath, but he's bending over at the waist, hands on his knees 3 or 4 times now, this tie. It's such an innocent thing, a foul tip or a deflection in hockey. And of course that hockey puck is frozen rubber. I think we're going to get a glass of water for Ty Krause here. Ty from Glendale, Arizona, our crew chief behind home plate. Felix Neon from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic is at first, and Jared Molman from Brenham, Texas, at third base. And that's going to get a sip of water here for Ty. Boy, right now he's just trying to just regain all the faculties and try to convince himself it doesn't hurt, but it does. That subtle deflection, just enough to miss the glove of the catcher in baseball, the goaltender's glove in hockey, and just that little deflection, and don't know if we're going to get a second look. Good round of applause for Ty. And man, that punishment. Let's see what we got here. Well, they're going to, these people are cruel. They're going to replay it. Yeah, the ball just, you know, actually fouled it straight, basically straight down initially and then back. And, well, you can probably picture the rest. And well, Ty back behind the plate. Man, hang in there, Ty. Boy, that's just painful to watch. Part of this, part of the job. Not exactly the part they put on page one of the promotional information to become a professional umpire. Boy, that's tough. Over, what, 138 games, pounding. They take way off the base at first as this runner Stubbs. Selena steps away. Boy, Stubbs was, well, I don't know, 20 feet off the bag? Does it again. Dancing way off, trying to distract Salinas, and apparently it worked. Breaking pitch slipped away, high and away, one and two. Well, I mean, Stubbs way off the bag and really animated somewhere between Jackie Robinson in real life and Willie Mays Hayes in the movie Major League. The 1-2 pitch swung on and belted but foul. Ball got in on Gilbert. He turned on it, was out in front of it, hit it hard but way foul. Count one and two. Joey Loperfido on deck. When, as was the case in last night's ninth inning, right now, Roiber Salinas really wants to try to get Drew Gilbert. Now, Gilbert is, well, all he is the Astros' top prospect. But you don't want to face Loperfido. Runner goes. Pitch is taken. And that's called third strike. Man, Shane McGuire was about two steps to the dugout before Ty Krause even said Steve Reichen three. But he was right, and the inning is over. That's the first whiff for Roiber Salinas. So he rights the ship a bit here in inning number two. We've played two. Village Car Wash score, the Hooks four, the Rockhounds nothing.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodation, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop, but you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top half of the third inning, one swing has been the defining moment in this ball game, along with the three bases on balls. Boy, the Hooks making Roiber Salinas pay the tab, that's for sure. Three walks in the first inning and a grand slam for Quincy Hamilton. Roiber had one additional walk after the home run. Denzel Clark stands in, fouls the first pitch back, and boy, if you're going to fall behind early, this is not the guy you want to be facing. Retkoba, right-hander with a pitch. And Denzel drives one down the left field side, a base hit. Over to cut it off is Barber. Denzel going to come for two, and the throw not going to be in time. Denzel Clark, most entertaining 262 hitter on the planet, leads off with a double here in the third inning. Boy, and he is aggressive on the base pass. That ball hit in the left field corner, and Barber got to it before it got to the wall. Second hit of the game. The first was that flare by Logan Davidson with a 1-2 count. Good swing in the bat. This one just a laser. And Denzel continues to be Well, he's up and down, but boy, when he's up, there's something last six games now, hitting better than 300. Top of the order, Chase Calabrese fouls it back. Chase drew a walk against Koba. That's very unusual, as we told you. Denzel Clark is now 7 for 21 in his last six games. That's easy. That's a 333 average, and I'll tell you why I mentioned that, as he stands at second base. 0-1 count to Chase. Calabrese waits, pitch swung on, high fly ball, foul, out of play. Denzel Clark, check the track record since joining the team out of extended spring training. First seven games, hit 481. Next 10 games, hit 081. And in his last six, 333. Man, 0-2 pitch. Check swing, did Calabrese go? He did not. Clearly held up. Question was, did the pitch get there? And it just missed. 1-2. One on and nobody down. Third inning. 4-0 Corpus Christi. Chase, left-handed hitter, upright stance. Those hands not above, not equal with the crown of the batting helmet. Takes down and in for a ball. 2-2. Rock Allen's left fielder. Batting 320. Outfield has him shaded solidly the opposite way. Boy, right fielder Hamilton is in right center. We don't see that all that often. Here's the 2-2. That's down low. That's ball three. So 0-2 is now 3-2. In the start of this game, first batter up, Chase Calabrese. Koba went 3-0, walked him on a second 3-2 pitch. Here he goes 0-2, and now that has become a full count. First base open, 3-2 count. Pitch on the way from Koba, and that's hard hit ball down the line. Fair ball past the first base bag. It'll rattle into the right field corner. Clark will score with ease. Calabrese, and he is on him. He's not going to stop. He's going to come for third. Relay throw, no way, no how. He'll slide, doesn't have to. RBI triple, Chase Calabrese. Drove that ball just inside the first base bag, down the line into the corner. Boy, a great plate appearance in the first and a terrific at-bat here in the third for Calabrese against, again, one of the best in the league. Clark comes around easily to score. RBI triple for Chase Calabrese into the right field corner and down the line. Now here's Lawrence Butler, 4-1 the score. Backdoor pitch and a beauty called strike. Well, against one of the top pitchers in the Texas League, Chase Calabrese has walked. And now an RBI triple in two trips to the plate. 0-1 to Butler. Lawrence swings, pops it up. Shallow left field. Barber on the move to make the catch. Calabrese will bluff, who will not try to score. Good idea. So Lawrence, just a little flare. Shallow left field, easily handled there by Barber. One man down in the inning. Brett Harris will be the batter with a runner at third, one down. And well, if you're Bobby Crosby right now, as he stands shoulder to shoulder by Chase Calabrese, well, you get a double and a triple back-to-back to open the inning, one run in, runner at third, and boy, you've got to get that runner home. You don't have to, of course, but yeah, you do. Pitch outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Brett, a line drive his first time up. He sizzled it, but Corona, the center fielder, tracked it down. The 1-0 stretch and pitch. Foul back, count 1-1. The Hounds get on the board here in the third. Really manufactured all five runs, as we mentioned, in last evening's 5-4 win. This time, though, a leadoff double by Clark and a triple by Calabrese. One ball, one strike. Brett waits. Pitch on the way to Harris. Swung on, pop foul, straight back out of play. Count 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Field almost entirely in shadows now. A little glimmer of sunlight in fairly deep right field. That's patrolled by Quincy Hamilton. Still a beautiful evening. Blue sky and the wind out to left field as almost always. The 1-2 pitch by Koba. Punched foul. Protective swing there. Pitch on the maybe off the outside corner, but too close to take. Brett swings and fouls it back. Still 1-2. Moving to second base in this game is Brett. Stretch by Koba. Calabweed takes the lead off third. Pitch to Brett, swung on. Fly ball, center field. That's going to be more than deep enough, I would think. Catch made by Corona. Tagging is Calabweed. The throw way wide. He scores with ease, standing up. So Brett Harris, not a base hit, but drives home a run, and the Rockhounds do not squander the triple. 32nd RBI, team leading 32nd RBI for Brett Harris. Sacrifice fly to center, and the Rockhounds have negated part of that grand slam now. It's a 4-2 game in the top of the third. Base is empty for Logan Davidson. Two men out. Logan, a flare base hit. A good AB his first time. Takes a strike right down the middle, 0-1. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the right-hander, Rhett Koba. Pitch down and in for a ball. Just off the inside edge. Down a little bit, perhaps. Logan has been more solid from the left side of the plate. In other words, facing right-handers. Swinging a foul out of play, 1-2. This right-handed pitching, he is hitting .323, and he's under .200 against lefties. Of course, a much smaller sample size. Pitch swung on and fouled away. One ball and two strikes to count. Base hit his first time up. Logan now with hits in 7 of his last 8. In his last 26 games, hitting right about .350. 4 home runs, 15 driven in. Left-handed hitter in this case is mentioned. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Infield has him to pull. Takes down and in for a ball. The count goes 2-2. Outfield is, boy, about as straight away as you can get. Count 2 balls, 2 strikes. Kobus pitch. Swung on, fouled away again. With 2-2 the count. J.J. Schwarz would be next for the Rockhounds here, top of the third. It is now a 4-2 Hooks lead. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Logan, down and in. Boy, did that hit him? Hit something. Yeah, it hit Logan. Couldn't tell right away. Yeah, pitch just down and in. Well, again, that is way out of character. One walk and now one hit batsman for Koba, whose command is just off the charts good. Now J.J. fouled out to the catcher his first time up. Haven't mentioned it tonight again since this is an audio medium. We try to make it at least the theater of the mind visually, but these are the Corpus Christi Hooks, but they're wearing cool uniforms this weekend, a specialty weekend. Here's the pitch. Down and away for a ball. In honor of the USS Lexington, which is in full view, anchored in the bay, just beyond this ballpark, they are the Corpus Christi Blue Ghosts. This weekend, that is the nickname for the Lexington. Boy, it's impressive. It really is. One ball, no strikes. Big swing and a miss and a backup pitch, 1-1. And of course, I know the aircraft carriers in the modern day are, my gosh, they're huge. But the Lexington's pretty huge itself, and it's like a city. Dates back to World War II, does the Blue Ghost. It's really impressive. Pitch right down the middle, called strike 1-2. Let's see where this inning goes. Corpus Christi, by the way, in terms of the roads, under construction. The whole thing, the entire city, under construction. And it's not a city where you want to miss an exit when you get toward the bay. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That's called third strike, and J.J. is out. Well, that time it was catcher C.J. Stubbs, who was about 2 strides toward the dugout before the Steve Reich and the 3 were called. But the Rockhounds get a couple. And so they changed the nature of this game a little bit. J.J., by the way, not happy with that call. He lingered a bit to discuss it. So in the middle of the third inning, our Village Car Wash score of the ball game now reached Corpus Christi 4, the Rockhounds 2.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Hilliard Office Solutions, we might even do a little part A and B here. It's Saturday, it's the weekend, it's a long weekend for some folks. If you're out and about, by the way, for Memorial Day weekend, hope it'll be a good and safe one for you. And a gentleman pregame on field who was being interviewed and here at Corpus Christi, he put it really, really well, very simple, but well put, talking about Memorial Day weekend, says a time for remembrance and a time for celebration. I thought that was really well put. Joey Loporfido leads it off, and he will take up and away ball one from Roy Brusolinas. Loporfido, then Zach DiCenzo and Quincy Hamilton, he of the grand slam. Pitch was just outside from Roy, 93, just off the outside edge. 2-0 to Loporfido. He's 0-for-1, but even that was a hard out, a line drive to left. He has been a nemesis, takes. That's a strike in the knees. Boy, that is a perfect pitch. Again, about 93 or so. No readout on that, but same spot, that same velocity. Yep, 93, they pop it up now. 2-1 pitch. Same spot, just wide ball. Three boys tried the corner at the knees three straight times. Missed twice, got there once. Compliments of Hilliard Office Solutions. Going to give you one of the, I think, one of the great lines I've heard in a long time. But it's all built around a maybe, and injustice will make you have you make the call. Pitch swung on, high fly ball, foul, well out of play, 3-2. I'll tell you about a game in the Pacific Coast League long time ago. Portland, Oregon. They don't have a minor league club anymore. Wow, 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And Loporfido out on strikes. Second consecutive strikeout for Roiber. He has two in the game. They've come down back-to-back. He got Gilbert to end the second and Loporfido to start the third. And that's impressive. So here's Zach DiCenzo just up from advanced single A Asheville. And, of course, for Roiber, for any pitcher in this situation, you're down early. Gave up the grand slam to the guy on deck. In fact, pitch outside corner called strike 0-1 to DiCenzo. But your team gets you a couple in the top half of the inning. And, obviously, what you're looking to do now is come back with a lockdown inning. The 0-1 pitch check swing. Boy, yeah, he went on a pitch that bounced to the plate, I believe. I don't think that was on contact. I think that pitch bounced up there. So Zach will talk to himself again. He hit 407 in 31 games with Asheville. He scored 38 runs. Led the league by one. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-2. That's a lot of runs. Right-handed hitter. He is the third baseman. And, boy, he's the cleanup hitter in his second double-A appearance. Here's the 1-2. Chopper, big high hop. That's going to be handled at first base by J.J. Underhands. Boy, they get him. Nope, safe. Trying to cover the bag. Roiber stumbled a little bit. We'll see how that will be scored. He dropped the ball, I think. Close play. My guess is you're going to give him a hit. Because I don't think either guy did anything noticeably wrong. J.J. made the play on the high bounce. Underhanded to the pitcher. Thank George, our official scorer, one of the good guys in the league. I think he'll take a second look at this. They have not scored it yet. And the batter is Quincy Hamilton, he of the grand slam home run. And, yep, that'll go as a base hit. if the throw had been way wide or what have you, I think you can call an error. But and Roiber did eventually. He was looking for the bag and the ball. I think the ball dropped out of his glove as well. I think, though, maybe the defining thing about that play was I think DeCenzo, as Roiber tried to find the bag, I think he beat him to that bag, and so a base hit. Quincy Hamilton with a grand slam in the first. Left-handed hitter takes. Called strike outside corner 0-1. Portland, Oregon on this date. Pacific Coast League game. Portland Beavers. A long time ago, they were Triple-A team for a long time. Single-A for a short while. Swing a high pop-up. Third base side, Logan Davidson. In fair territory, shallow left field, makes the catch. Pop out to third base on the outfield grass, and there are two men down. Here is Colin Barber. There is a call on the play. The play that is in that game. And Portland's manager was Lee Elia. Been around a good amount. And he got into a really loud argument with umpire Pam Postuma. Pam, of course, made some history back then. Triple-A umpire. Salinas for the first pitch, and Barber swings and drives one into right field. Going back over the shoulder, hauling it in is Lawrence Butler, shy of the bullpen. Line drive off the bat of Barber. Boy, there have been some hard outs in this ballgame off the bat, really, of both teams, but particularly the hooks. But the little dribbler for the infield single, that is, goes by the boards. No runs on the hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We will tell you the tale of young Sam Morris when we return. We have played three. Give you some totals in a moment as well. After three, Village Car Wash score this ballgame. Hooks 4, Hounds 2.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business, for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
A grand slam by the Hooks, a little comeback from the Hounds. 4-2 is our score. We go to the top half of the fourth inning. Last of the first, Quincy Hamilton, a grand slam home run. Roiber Salinas had three walks. Gave up only one hit, but the one hit was the slam off the bat of Quincy Hamilton's second home run of this series. Rockhounds answered for the Denzel Clark leadoff double in the third inning. Chase Calabwig, an RBI triple. Brett Harris, a sacrifice fly. 4-2 the score. We go to the fourth, and Greg Dykeman leads it off. Takes a backdoor pitch, a beauty for a called strike from Koba. Rockhounds, two runs, three hits. Corpus Christi, four runs, three hits. The walks, and of course the big swing, huge. Swinging a foul back, 0-2 to Greg. Greg Dykeman, of course, is the play. Jeremy Ironman on deck. Shane McGuire will follow. And Denzel Clark would be fourth in the inning. 6-9 in the Rockhounds order. 0-2 pitch, swung on, foul back again, 0-2. Teams play tomorrow evening at 6:35. Both teams with a sizable bit of travel after tomorrow's game. Here's the 0-2, way up high for a ball, 1-2. Hooks travel to Springdale, Arkansas. Rockhounds to North Little Rock, Arkansas. 1-2 pitch. Check swing on. He went. Got fooled on a breaking pitch, and Greg is talking to himself. He is really unhappy with himself in the check swing, strike three. And a third strikeout for Koba. He's actually well below his average. He has struck out 45 batters in 38 and a third entering this start. That's his third strikeout of the game. And here's Jeremy Ironman, popped out to second, his first time up. Rockhounds are next home a week from this coming Tuesday for a pair of six-game series at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Ironman skies one to center field. Drifting over with room is Corona. He's got it for the out. So a high fly ball, two men down in the fourth. Got a couple of Thirsty Thursdays. Kids Jersey Night coming up. That'll be on the 9th of June. A couple of fireworks nights in the upcoming homestand. So the Hounds will go on to North Little Rock, play the outstanding AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, Travelers right now, second best record in the league, just a game behind Tulsa. Shane McGuire takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Shane hit it deep, but center fielder Corona tracked it down his first time up. He's 0-1. Pitch to McGuire, fouled back, went quickly down to the count, 0-2. Nobody on, two men down. So a lengthy third inning and a quick start here to the fourth. Corpus Christi 4, Rockhounds 2. Mentioned the North Division. Boy, I mean, it's a two-horse race, absolutely. Tulsa leads Arkansas by one game. 0-2 pitch, down and away for a ball. The rest of the division, 8, 8.5, and 10 games behind. Hounds lead San Antonio by 1. Frisco by 4.5 in the south. 1-2 pitch, hard hit, shortstop, but a backhanded play with fairly easily handled by Whitcomb. Throw the first for the out. So for the second time in the second and fourth innings, the Rockhounds have gone in order in this ballgame. So Quincy Hamilton's grand slam remains the difference in this game. We'll go to the bottom half of the fourth inning at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi. Finish car wash score, the Hooks 4, the Hounds 2.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities, including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Jay Whitcomb leads it off. That was a lot of pop in the bat. Hooks shortstop, then J.C. Correa and C.J. Stubbs. Bottom third of the order in the bottom half of the fourth. 4-2. Corpus Christi leads, and Whitcomb swings and drives one. First pitch, hit high, hit deep, and gone. Jay Whitcomb. Again. Just said it a second ago. Kid really is strong, and he drove that ball out of here, and that went out at about 385. That was long gone. Just that quickly, 5-2. Hooks continue to utilize the home run in the last two games, and Whitcomb has a pair of home runs. One last night, one tonight. There is J.C. Correa. He lined out sharply center field his first time. 5 runs on 4 hits now for the Hooks. Big swing and a miss. Correa trying to follow suit. Whitcomb, 11 home runs, 31 driven in. Leads the team in both categories. Leads in ribbies by a bunch on this club. Pitch way up high, ball one. One ball and one strike. So Correa at the plate, Stubbs on deck, and Kennedy Corona, top of the order, will bat in this inning. 5-3 hooks. Pitch well inside for a ball, 2-1. Hooks have 5 in this game, 4 last night. And of those 9 runs, 8 coming on home runs. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Just off the outside corner, 3-1 the count. Joey Loperfido had a 2-run home run last night. Shea Whitcomb went solo. Quincy Hamilton grand slam in this game in Whitcomb solo. Ball well hit. Left field toward the corner. Calabrig on the move and tracks it down on the run toward the corner. Boy, that won't get you on ESPN like the Hounds triple play did a little while back. But that is a really nice catch by Chase Calabrig toward the line in left field and a well hit ball by Correa. One man down in the fourth inning. Well, the Hounds went very quickly in the top of this inning, and Whitcomb starts this one with a home run. Now C.J. Stubbs, a little flare single and a good piece of hitting his last time. Swings and misses on the pitch up and maybe out of the zone, 0-1. Telling you about the Portland Beavers, 1984, and the ejection of their manager on a pretty nasty argument. Pitch down low for a ball. Again, Pam Postuma was the umpire. Lee Elia got so angry that he was tossed out of the game, and either before being tossed or after being tossed, he picked up a folding chair. Sounds like WWE. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-1, and he tossed the folding chair from the dugout onto the playing field. 2-1 pitch. Went just up and in, ball 3. And, of course, Elia ejected. So the manager is ejected, and play is getting set to resume. Here is the 3-1 from Salinas, and the ball is hit high in the air, right field. Lawrence Butler is there. Now comes in a few steps where the wind got that a little bit. And Lawrence makes the play, coming in toward the infield. Two men down in right center field. Top of the order for Kennedy Corona. So we're ready to go in Portland, Oregon on this date, 1984, except the folding chair is still out. Somewhere between, I'm guessing, the dugout and the third baseline or whatever baseline it was. So it's out there and in play. Pam Postuma, the umpire, tells the bat boy, Sam Morris, to go and pick up the chair. I like Sam. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-0 to Corona. He has walked, stolen the base, and scored. He scored on the Hamilton Grand Slam. Pam Postuma says, Sam, go ahead, get that chair off the field. And Sam says, no. 1-0 pitch, ground ball sharply hit, third base, nicely handled by Logan Davidson to his left. The throw is on the money, and the inning will come to an end. Sam, we're going to tell your tale one way or another here shortly. So, home run by Shea Whitcomb on the inning's first pitch. One run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left. We have played 4 innings. Saturday night baseball game, 5 of a 6-game set. And the Hooks have expanded the lead. Village Car Wash score, Corpus Christi 5, and the Rockhounds 2.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Nice moment here as they are honoring those who have served our country in this Memorial Day weekend. It really is cool as the ladies and gentlemen are recognized. The players and umpires take a moment and join in the applause. Got a, I think it was really cool, Rhett Koba, the starting pitcher for the Hooks, stopped his warm-ups for a moment and took his cap off, and then with a cap in his right-hand glove in his left above his head, clapping his hands and acknowledging all across the ballpark. Really, really nicely done. Really nice moment on this Memorial Day weekend. Denzel Clark, Chase Calaboy, Lawrence Butler, rather, to face Red Kova. Tell me the tale of the young dat boy in Portland. When we left our story, there's a folding chair that manager Lee Elia threw out onto the playing field upon being ejected, or shortly after, or shortly before, one way or the other. You toss the chair, you're gone. So umpire Pam Postema tells Sam Morris, the bat boy for the Portland Beavers, go and pick up the folding chair, get it off the field. Denzel swings, pops one foul out of play. He has doubled and scored. He's one for one. Well, I don't know if he was being openly defiant in how he said it, but Sam Morris said, no, I won't do that. And what he was doing was backing up his boss, his manager. Pitch outside for a ball, one and one. So he was just being loyal to his manager, Lee Elia. Was the Portland Beavers bat boy who wouldn't go get the folding chair? I don't know that he really had to. I suppose there's probably a rule somewhere, bat boy after all. Pitch fouled away, one and two. So I'm guessing that Pam asked again, and again Sam refused. And so umpire Pam Postema tossed the bat boy out of the game, ejected the bat boy. And with that, at that time, came an automatic $25 fine. That was 1984. It was a swing and a miss, and Denzel chased one. And he is vulnerable to that. That's 37 strikeouts and 86 at-bats for him. So one man down. Still only the fourth strikeout for Koba. Top of the order now, here's Chase Calabuig. He has walked and then tripled, driving in a run and later scored. Hounds have two runs, and Chase has driven in the first and scored the second. So Sam Morris gets fined $25, and that was 1984. A good chunk of money back then, called strike. And especially if you consider Sam Morris was 14 years old. He was in junior high school, and he got fined $25 and ejected. The money, by the way, was automatic. Check swing, and Chase went. It's 0-2. Nobody on, one man down, top of the fifth. Sky darkening here, and just really comfortable evening. The humidity, well, it's noticeable, but not much. And that is unusual. Here's the 0-2 stretch and pitch, and that drops down low for a ball, 1-2. So there you go. The bat boy, who basically was just showing loyalty to his manager, refused the order of the umpire. Pam Postema got tossed and got fined $25. That's a lot of money for the kid. Pitched down and away for a ball, 2-2. So if you're wondering, did the Beavers maybe come to his rescue, the players or the front office or whatever? Well, no, they didn't have to. Here's the 2-2. Ground ball right side. Will be handled by the first baseman, Loprofito, with the pitcher getting to the bag. Koba handles the underhand throw. 3-1 goes to put out. Two men down. Chase retired for the first time in the game. And here's Lawrence Butler. William Cutler. I did not and do not know him, but he's on my imaginary Christmas card list. The president of the Pacific Coast League decided that Sam Morris did not have to pay the fine. Swinging a high fly ball off the bat of Lawrence Butler. That is high and deep to center field. That is straight away center field. That is high, deep, up, gone, sidewalk, souvenir. Folks, that ball was to the batter's eye in absolutely straight away center field. That hit right above the 400-foot mark and onto the batter's eye, which stretches high above the center field wall here. The wall, I believe, is 8 feet tall, and then the batter's eye extends well above that. It didn't clear the wall by a bunch, but it cleared it. When the Rockhounds get Lawrence Butler's sixth home run of the season, and, man, I mean straightaway center field on a drive. 5-3 the score. 30th ribby of the year for Lawrence. Called strike to Brett Harris, 0-1. Hounds have their third run of the game on their fourth base hit. Hounds have a single, double, triple, and a home run in this game. Each team four hits. Pitch to Brett up and in, one ball and one strike. Now Lawrence Butler continues a really nice stretch. He's now reached base. I'm going to correct the stat on this. He's reached base in 11 straight games. I was cheating him one. Ground ball to short. Doubled up by Whitcomb's throws first, and the inning will come to an end, but not before the Rockhounds get back within two on a tremendous drive by Lawrence Butler. One run, one hit. No errors, no, but he left on base. We're midway through this one. I'll give you a great quote from William Cutler, mentioned the president of the Pacific Coast League those years ago. Great quote from Mr. Cutler when we come back, and a bonus quote from the one and only Oil Can Boyd. We'll discuss the English language shortly. No quiz. Village Car Wash score midway through the game. Hooks 5, Hounds 3.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
5-3 Hooks lead, and Drew Gilbert will lead it off for the Hooks against Roiber Salinas, going back to the mound for his fifth inning of work. The first inning was, boy, again, the speed bump, high pop, foul, that ball heading toward left. That was an interesting crowd reaction. That ball was in midair, and the crowd reacted as something. Don't know quite what was going on there. Foul ball into left field seats, 0-1. Gilbert, then Joey Loperfido, and Zach DiCenzo. 2-3-4 in the order. Hounds play Gilbert to pull. Drew is a left-handed hitter. Playing to pull in the infield. Swinging a fly ball foul opposite way again. Calibre giving a look. And that ball got into the seats. Boy, good effort by Chase. 0-2 as they return to positions. The story didn't mean to drag this out quite as much as we did, but the bat boy, Sam Morris, sticking up for his manager and showing loyalty to Lee Elia. Refusing to pick up the chair the manager had tossed onto the field at the order of umpire Pam Postuma, got ejected and fined $25. William Cutler, president of the Pacific Coast League. There's the 0-2 up high, 1-2. He got young Sam, the 14-year-old junior high school student, off the hook with a very simple six-word sentence. A question, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Oh, carved him up. That pitch, boy, they showed 96. No way. There he goes, 78. That looks more like it. I miss velocities all the time, but not on that one. They showed 93 on the board. That wasn't right. That was an off-speed pitch down and in. And Gilbert with about a three-quarter swing. Fooled on the pitch. He's out on strikes. Here's Joey Loperfido. He's 0 for 2, but he hit it hard in the first inning. Lined out to left field. The swing, there's a line drive, base hit into right center field. Over to cut it off is Butler. He'll slide and block it. Beautiful play by Lawrence. Boy, he just saved the base. Lawrence Butler, that's a pretty play. Butler moving to his right. That was a sharply hit ball by Loperfido. He was 0 for 2, so he was way overdue. But a strong low line drive into right center. Butler made a slide and blocked it. Popped up through the second on a short hop. Loperfido stopping at first base. One on and one out for Zach DiCenzo. He has walked and singled. Single was an infield single. On a big high hopper to first base. One on, one out, 5-3 the score. It's a big inning here for Salinas as Roiber's pitch is fouled away. It's 0-1. William Cutler, president of the Pacific Coast League, pondering what to do with 14-year-old Sam Morris and his $25 fine. He decided Sam would not have to pay with this simple question. How do you fine a bat boy? Mr. Cutler, I like you. I like the way you think. How do you fine a bat boy? Well, Sam was off the hook. He got tossed, though. That'll be a cool story for him, though, where Sam's Sam isn't 14 anymore. It was a long time ago. Here's the 0-1 stretch and pitch, swinging a foul back. In fact, I would imagine Sam has told that story to a few folks by now. See, he is sneaking up on what? He's 40 years old now. Or, well, 39, I guess. Yeah, it's 39 years old now, is Sam. He's no longer in junior high. At least I would trust he's not. So, Mr. Cutler, I like that. And, Sam, tip of the cap to you, man. I don't know if he did the right thing, but it was still kind of cool. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch down the way to Zenzo out on strikes. So, Roiber Salinas kind of a back-and-forth last couple of innings. Gave up the home run to Whitcomb. They also struck out Drew Gilbert and gets DeCenzo here. One on and two out. Here's Quincy Hamilton. Grand slam and a pop out to third base. A slam coming in the bottom of the first inning. Second home run of this series. His other one was very much a key home run that got the hooks within a run Tuesday night in the ninth inning. Takes down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Quick bonus for you from Hildred Office Solutions. And it comes up in baseball history on this date. I just love it. Dennis Oil Can Boyd was driving in his own lane on the freeway of life. And an interesting take on this date, toss over to first base. He was pitching for the Boston Red Sox, who were playing Cleveland. And, of course, the old Cleveland Stadium. I don't know if the new one's right on Lake Erie either, but the old one was Cleveland Stadium. It was Municipal Stadium was the name of it. Was right on the banks of the shore of Lake Erie. The 1-0 pitch. Swung and ripped, fair or foul. And that is a fair ball into the corner. Just got down. Hamilton continues to have a very big game. Going to wave the runner home. And the relay throw. Not going to hold him at third. Boy, that's a really nice effort in right field by Lawrence Butler. That's a double for Hamilton. Boy, he's 2-for-3. Grand slam and now a double. That ball just got into fair territory down the line. But quite more important, perhaps, and we'll see, depending on what unfolds here, Colin Barber is the batter. Not going to say Salinas is going to get out of this inning. It's second and third with two down. If he does, that play by Butler is tremendous. Remember, he kept Lo Perfido from getting the second on that sharply hit ball with one man out of the inning, and he keeps Lo Perfido from scoring here with great hustle into the right field corner and a strong throw back to the cutoff man. Second baseman Brett Harris pitch. Check swing. Boy, that appeal. That. Did he go? Yep, sure did. You don't get that appeal very often. Third base umpire between the pitcher and shortstop. But that was pretty obvious, and Barber did go around. It's 0-1. Colin, left-handed hitter. He has bounced to second and lined out to right field. Boy, this mini crossroads in this game. Stretch and pitch by Roiber. Breaking pitch got there. Called strike 0-2. Hounds get a run. After Shea Whitcomb made it 5-2 in the fourth with a home run, Lawrence Butler makes it 5-3 with a home run in the top of this, the fifth. Now second and third, two men out. Stretch by Salinas, 0-2 count. Barber waits, left side, pitch, down to the dirt. Good block by McGuire. 1-2 the count. 5-3, Hooks lead, but two runners in scoring position. Hounds have activity in the bullpen. This would, I'm guessing, five innings will be it. This batter might be it, in fact, for Roiber. Looking for the exit sign. Here's the one ball, two strikes. Stretch, kick, pitch, punch, left side, third baseman Davidson. Does he have a play? Comes up throwing, and he nope, didn't get him. Safe by the bat of an eye, run scores. Really good effort by Logan Davidson. Sharply hit ball, infield single, run scores. Did everything he could. Logan chased that to the edge of the outfield grass, and that's a long throw into the wind. And Colin Barber comes up with a big swing of the bat. That was an 0-2 count that he turns into a 1-2 infield single. Hamilton stopping, of course, at third. Good effort, but the hooks get the run back. And now the batter is Shea Whitcomb. And, boy, here's a guy again who homered last night. He's homered in this game. Walking the solo home run, first and third, two men down. And, again, big batter for Salinas. Hooks got the run back. Pitch outside corner called strike 0-1. Dennis Oilcan Boyd was pitching for Boston on this date. Game at Cleveland Stadium, Memorial Stadium, Municipal, I think. Red Sox leading 2-0. Fog rolled in. Runner goes, and Salinas now will throw to second. Horrible throw into center field. Run will score. I think that ball hit Colin Barber. He is still down, but that'll be a stolen base and a throwing error. And, yeah, going to go out. Boy, Barber, I think the ball hit him, or maybe he slid into the bag hard, but he is still down. And, boy, that's really concerning. Barber has dealt with injuries through his professional career, and he is down. And I'm going to put the humorous stuff on hold here. We'll see, first of all, how that will be scored. It'll be a stolen base for Barber, and that is compounded by a throwing error. He is up now trying to walk it off, so that's the good news. Run will score. It's 7-3, so it's a stolen base and an error. I don't think Hamilton broke. And, yeah, since they put an error up on the board, obviously can't. Hamilton advancing from third to home, so that is a throwing error on Salinas attached to the stolen base. Boy, Barber's still trying to jog it off a little bit. Boy, he does not look comfortable at all. They're going to take some time with him. He's still trying to jog it off a little bit. Boy, he looks frustrated. I think he says he wants to stay in the game. He nods. He says he'll stay in the game. So, we call him Barber. Yep. He will stay. So, Barber steals second. Throwing error on Roiber Salinas allows the run to score. Now it's 7-3, so the Hounds get one back, and the Hooks put two on the board. Another runner in scoring position, 0-1 count to Shea Whitcomb. So the Hooks now on top, 7-3. 0-1 stretch, look at second, pitch to the plate, dog check swing and a little foul ball. Whitcomb really fooled on the pitch, got a piece of it, bounced it foul at the plate, 0-2. Hooks have been aggressive on the base paths through this inning, or through this series, I should say. Boy, that was, boy, he got a huge jump. Yeah, and he turned his ankle sliding into the bag. Just got a second look at it. I guess he'll get a stolen base. He certainly could have been out. A good throw, and he's out. But he will get the steal. Again, it's close enough that you get the benefit of the doubt. So Barber steals second. Hamilton scores on the throwing error. One ball, two strikes. Shea Whitcomb at the plate. Very powerful hitter. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Comes up empty. So, boy, a whole bunch in the pitching line this evening for Roiber Salinas. That'll be his fifth strikeout of the game. But two runs across. One will be earned. One will be unearned. So in the inning, Corpus scores two runs on three base hits, one error, and one man left on base. So we will go to the top half of the sixth. We'll give you some totals here in a couple of moments. And the Hooks have extended the lead back to the Grand Slam being the difference in this game. After five complete, Village Car Wash score, Hooks 7, Rockhounds 3.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off. Binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Lots going on tonight, but the difference is a grand slam home run back in the first inning. Quincy Hamilton making starter Roiber Salinas pay for three walks. And with the bases loaded, Hamilton cranked one to deep left center field, a grand slam home run. Solo home run from Shea Whitcomb for the Hooks in the fourth inning. Solo home run by Lawrence Butler for the Rockhounds in the fifth. Hounds got on the board on a double by Denzel Clark. RBI single by Chase Calabrese. RBI triple by Chase Calabrese in the sacrifice fly from Brett Harris. Cole McDonald comes on to pitch. Brett Koba actually gave up more than he usually does. Five innings, four base hits. Three runs there all earned. He walked one, first batter of the game, and struck out four, also hit one batter. Logan Davidson leads it off against Cole McDonald, right-hander, here in the sixth. Fastball at 93, sails high for a ball. Logan one for one, a flare single, and it was hit by a pitch. Single in the first inning, it's a good piece of hitting. On a 1-2 pitch, went the opposite way with a little flare. 1-0 pitch, fouled that one away. One ball, one strike. So Cole McDonald out of the Corpus Christi bullpen here in the sixth inning. McDonald 0-1 with a 3.48 ERA, has three saves in four opportunities. He's pitching in the middle of this game. A swing and a miss. Logan comes up empty, 1-2. Fifth game of the series. Teams have split the first four games. Corpus with a ninth inning walk-off rally win on Tuesday. A shutout win on Wednesday. The Rockhounds busted loose in the second half on Thursday night, winning 11-1, then held on last night 5-4. 1-2 pitch. Back door down and away for a ball, 2-2. Teams wrap up this series tomorrow at 6:35. Both teams heading for Arkansas. Corpus will go to Springdale, face Northwest Arkansas, and the Rockhounds head to North Little Rock, and they will face the Arkansas Travelers. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and lined at shortstop, glove by Whitcomb. Well, okay, I know that's an out. But as I said, in the first inning, Logan with a 1-2 count, little flare that dropped. This time on a 2-2 pitch, he ripped it. It's an out, but it was a pretty good AB. Had him played perfectly. Whitcomb basically did not have to move. Handles a line drive. Here's J.J. Schwarz. Hounds are next home a week from Tuesday, June the 6th. For a back-to-back six-game series at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Amarillo and Wichita coming to town. All beginning June 6th. Check it all out online, of course, right where you are right now, MidlandRockHounds.org. Also pick up your tickets online. Pitch down and away for a ball, two balls and no strikes. When the Rockhounds return home, there will be three series remaining in the first half of the 2023 pennant race. 18 games. Swing and a high pop foul out of play. Count two balls and one strike to the Rockhounds. First baseman J.J. Schwarz, 0 for 2. He's fouled out to the catcher and struck out in two trips. 26 games to go, including this one in the first half pennant race. And boy, it looks like it's going to be pretty tight in the South. There's a swing and a foul back, 2-2. Said this the other night, it's way too early to really even project it. But as you look ahead, the Hounds leading San Antonio by one game in the South. And those two teams will finish the first half head-to-head in San Antonio. We'll see. No ways to go. Swing and a foul straight back, still 2-2. Frisco at 4.5 games back. There's still a lot of talent on that team. Corpus Christi, they may have lost Will Wagner for a while. That will hurt for sure, but Drew Gilbert has really changed, I think, a good portion of the nature of the lineup. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, and out on strikes is J.J. Chase the off-speed pitch up. Two up, two down for Cole McDonald. The batter will be Greg Dykeman. Greg 0 for 2. He's bounced to shortstop and struck out. 7-3 Hooks in the sixth.
Again, difference in this game, grand slam in the bottom of the first by Quincy Hamilton. He's had a heck of a series, had that home run that hit the foul pole opening night. And a slam here. Pitch just a little low and in, perhaps, to the left-handed hitter. One ball, no strikes. Hounds came back, cut the lead to 4-2. And then to 5-3, but a less than pretty inning in the fifth for Roybers Salinas. There's a swing and a line drive right field, but coming on, and the ball will hang up in time for Hamilton to get there. So he of the grand slam home run hauls in a line drive. Boy, there have been some hard outs in this ballgame. That was another one. So 5.5 are complete here in Corpus Christi, Texas, and our Village Car Wash score will remain the Hooks 7 and the Rockhounds 3.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Right-hander Jorge Juan is on to pitch. Roybers Salinas, 5 innings, 7 base hits, 7 runs, 6 earned, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts, 2 home runs. When you break down that pitching line of the, again, 7 runs allowed, 7 hits, only 1 of the hits came in the first inning. But he walked 4, and they all came in the first inning. And after the first 3 came the only hit. And, yep, that was the grand slam for Quincy Hamilton. So for Roybert, again, that first inning, boy, that has really been the speed bump. Again, coming in, ERA of more than 10.5 in the first inning, and that will go up from this performance tonight. What's getting through that first inning, that can be the speed bump. Here's J.C. Correa now to lead it off. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Correa 0-for-2, but he's hit it hard both times. He's lined out twice to center and left. Pitch way up and in from Juan. Crowd boos. Have to get, pay your money, you get your free replica jersey, and I guess you can boo, because they are. Pitch from Juan, and that's who up and in. Did it hit him? Or a foul ball? Might turn it into it. Yep, foul ball. Well, that's scary. That was a fastball up and in, and Correa just turned into it. Ball just deflected off his bat. Count 1-1. C.J. Stubbs in the top of the order. Kennedy Corona to follow here in the Corpus Christi sixth inning. 7-3 Hooks. By the way, Frisco shutting out Arkansas right now. 6-0. Pitch down low. 2-1. That game in the bottom of the fifth. Bottom of the sixth in San Antonio. Amarillo 1. Missions 0. Missions have only 2 hits through the first 5. Pitch down and away for a ball. 3-1. Corpus Christi could definitely be kind of an X factor in this division. Again, this is a team that's been playing much better over the last 3 weeks or so. Pitch inside corner called strike. Full count now, 3-2 to Correa. But I think Frisco is the real, absolutely the X factor. The Rough Riders, a whole bunch of talent, a team that can certainly go on a run. Boy, they are cooking tonight, 6-0 over Arkansas. Pitch down and away, that's ball 4. So Jorge Juan walks the first batter he faces. That'll be the fifth walk offered up by the Hounds. And the batter is C.J. Stubbs. He has a flare single and a fly out to right field. Lawrence Butler tracked down.
Catcher number 2, C.J. Stubbs.
know, a kid about Lawrence, and he wears orange baseball shoes, orange spikes. And he's in right field, and they are really visible. I don't think they're battery-powered. Pitcher called strike to C.J. Stubbs. It's 0-1. I love it, Lawrence. I love it. 7-3 hooks, bottom half of the sixth inning of play. Stubbs waits from the right side, takes just inside from Jorge Juan. One ball and one strike. Jorge, one of the guys who has joined the Rockhounds over the course of this 23 season. Right-handers pitch down the way. Count goes 2-1. Makes his third appearance, 0-1, but a 2.70 ERA. Very small sample size. 3 1/3, two hits, one run. The walk was his fourth against two strikeouts. Delivers, and that's a fastball strike right down the middle of the knees, 2-2. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Signed by the A's originally as an international free agent. He was a guy who was on the 40-man roster for a while, then the numbers game shuffled, and he lost that spot. Swinging a high pop-up into shallow right. Butler coming on. Lawrence will make the call. And with those shoes, he makes the catch. I love it. Pop fly to right field. One man down. Top of the order now for Kennedy Corona. Oh, let me give you that quote. I love this quote. Boston gets a forfeited win at Cleveland because the game with the Red Sox leading 2-0, this fog just rolled in and enveloped the stadium in Cleveland. So the game cannot continue. The Red Sox credited with a 2-0 win due to fog. Pitch by Juan. Fastball up and in. And again, Cleveland's stadium at that time sits right on the shore of Lake Erie. And I will grant you now, it is one of the Great Lakes. But it is a lake. Here's the 1-0 pitch right there. No, just down and away maybe. Wow. Two balls, no strikes. Okay, looking in a little bit. 95-mile-an-hour fastball that just missed. Kennedy Corona, a walk, a steal, and a run back in the first. He's 0-2, plus the walk and the run and the thievery. Takes back a pitch. Called strike 2-1. Dennis Oil Can Boyd. Second only maybe to Bill Spaceman Lee in terms of wonderful quotes. Here's the 2-1. This ball looking high in the air, left field, toward the corner. Boy, this ball high, deep. Is this going to get out? That is gone! A towering fly ball that just got out of here. It is a short line down the left field side here. It's only 3:15 at that point, and that's where it went out. The walk comes back to haunt, and Kennedy Corona, and we talk about short porch home runs at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Again, the wind always blows out to left, and it's only 3:15 down the line here, and that's where that went out. Two-run home run, 9-3 Corpus. And again, they are doing it on home runs. Seven of the nine runs they have scored. Here's a ground ball out towards second. Brett Harris will make that play. Flip to first, and Drew Gilbert on a first pitch swing bounces out. Two men down in the inning. So nine runs in this ball game, four last night, 11 of the 13. Coming on home runs, 11 of the 14, forgive me. Or rather, sorry, 10 of the 13. There we go. Pitch up and away, ball one to Joey Loperfido. 3 out of the 4 last night, and 7 out of the 9 tonight. 10 out of 13 coming on the long ball. Boy, that one, yeah, that's a frustrating home run for any pitcher to allow. Loperfido takes a strike. It's 1-1. Joey 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Left-handed hitter. He's lined out to left, struck out and singled sharply to right center. Lawrence Butler did a nice job holding him to a single pitch. Drops down low, 2-1. Oil Can Boyd discussing the situation, the game in which the Red Sox won when fog rolled in on the shore of Lake Erie in Cleveland, and the game was declared over, 2-1. swung on, fly ball foul into a pitch black night sky off to the left, 2-2. Oil Can pondered for a moment and then uttered the wonderful phrase, well, what do you expect when they build a ballpark on the ocean? On the ocean. Or not. 2-2, check swing. Yep, he went out on strikes. Not happy is Lo Perfido. Yeah, he lingers a little bit. We saw it a couple of times last night. There was a check swing, and the home plate umpire rung him up. That one wasn't quite as egregious as the one last night. And well, again, Bobby Crosby argued that one vehemently. Joey didn't care for it. Can't say I blame him, but he is out on strikes. Two runs on one hit. No errors, and nobody left on base on Kennedy Corona's fifth home run of the season. So we have played six. We're at the beach in Corpus Christi. Yeah, we're not on, well, we're on the bay. Let's just put it that way. Village Car Wash, score of our game. Corpus 9, Rockdowns 3.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway, too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Jeremy Ironman will lead it off for the Rockhounds. We go to the top half of the seventh inning, and the delivery from Cole McDonald down and away for ball one. Hooks have expanded the lead now, 9-3 in the stretch inning. Jeremy 0 for 2. Cole delivers backup pitch and a good one called strike. One ball and one strike. Jeremy at 220. A couple of home runs, five driven in. One of them came against Rhett Koba, the starter for the Hooks. That came at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Pitch up and in for a ball, two balls and one strike. Right-handed hitter, the seven guy in the order, bottom third of the order to face Cole McDonald in his second inning of work. Delivers way up high, 3-1, three balls, one strike. Cole McDonald, right-hander, 6'1", 218, out of New Hampton, Iowa. Here's the three-ball, one-strike pitch, swing, and a miss. Jeremy chased one down and away. Boy, 3-1 started right down the middle and just dove down and away. 3-2. Shane McGuire, Denzel Clark to follow. Here in the seventh. Hooks, as we mentioned, playing pretty good baseball. The addition of Drew Gilbert really kind of ignited the lineup. A 3-2 pitch swing and a miss. And out on strikes is Jeremy Ironman. So one man down here in the seventh. Hooks and the Rockhounds playing for the 11th time on this season. Season series, as is this series, is even. The teams split the six-gamer at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And have split the first two here with Corpus now a leg up to take a series lead here. Here's Shane McGuire. Shane takes. Going to strike right at the knees. Boy, it's a tough pitch. That's 94 knee-high with some movement. 0-1 count to the Rockhounds catcher, Denzel Clark, on deck. Stretching the 0-1 pitch, and that'll get there. My goodness, he's getting picked on. Two just gorgeous pitches from McDonald. Fastball at 94, and then a backdoor off-speed pitch at 87. 0-2 stretch and the 0-2 pitch. And that's down and away. It's 1-2. And in tomorrow's finale, Blake Beers will make his Double-A debut. Drafted out of the University of Michigan by the A's. Blake, a very solid opening to the year at Lansing, so he gets the promotion. 1-2 pitch way outside for a ball, 2-2. Hounds activated Brian Howard off the injured list. That's been the only good news on the IL, especially among pitchers of late. But when Jake Walkinshaw was sidelined, David Leal took his spot initially. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And Shane out on strike, so a nice little three-game hit streak. And boy, it's been a good one. He's 7-for-12 coming into this game in his last three, but he's out on strikes. So Cole McDonald now has whipped three. And the batter, Denzel Clark, a double and a strikeout. Led off the third with a double, scored on the Chase Calabweeg triple in Denzel. Big, tall, right-handed hitter. Hands up high, stirs that bat, which is glistening in the stadium lights. Takes what just outside for a ball, maybe down a bit, 1-0. I've been kidding about the crowd grumbling on an evening where all these people have done, got themselves a ticket. Kyle Tucker replica jerseys tonight here. Former Corpus Christi Hook pitch right down the middle, 1-1. They see a grand slam in the bottom of the first, and they're griping about pitches. Yeah, of course. Oh, why not? Just having a great time at the park. I have been looking, by the way, and trying to spot a jersey. Here's the 1-1. Just outside. I hope it says Hooks on it. Go again. Come on, people. It's 9-3. You got a free jersey and a grand slam. Put a cork in it. By the way, I am completely saying that in humor. I hope you know that. Two balls, one strike to count. Got to be safe these days. Swinging a foul out of play, 2-2. I don't know. They are orange jerseys. And it almost looks like the Rockhounds got the replica jerseys because the Hounds are wearing orange tonight. As are probably, a thousand or more here. Those who chose to get the jersey and put it on. 2-2 pitch. Sent into center field. Center fielder falls down, gets up, makes the catch. Corona slipped. Kennedy got back up, scrambled to his feet, and caught the line drive off the bat of Denzel Clark. Boy, that was something. I don't think that was a misread at all. He just lost his footing out in center field and almost hit the deck and still got up in time to make that catch. So we are in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Non-Googleable trivia coming up for you in a couple of moments. Village Car Wash score. Take me out to the ballgame time in Corpus Christi. The Hooks 9, the Hounds 3.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Jorge Juan going back to work. Seventh inning, Hooks in control, it would appear. This is a 9-3 ball game. Non-Googleable trivia for you from our friends at Bud Light. What was on this date? No, I'm sorry. Excuse me, we're not quite on this date. This is up to the minute. This is one from this season. What was it, a day ago, I think? A day ago, Craig Kimbrell. That is 400th. Career save. Man, that is a lot. And if you don't believe me, and I wouldn't blame you, but he is only the eighth pitcher to reach that mark. 400 career saves. I'll give you that list because it's really impressive. Zach DiCenzo leads it off, and a backup pitch called strike from Jorge Juan, 0-1. Of course, Mariano Rivera and Trevor Hoffman, the only two with 600. In fact, they are the only two with 500. Pretty impressive at the top of the all-time list. Delivery swung on, popped a mile in the air. near the plate. First base, I think. J.J. got it, boy, on the edge of the mound. That gets a little dicey, but J.J. tucks it away. Pop up to the first baseman right on the base of the mound on the first base side, one away. Here is Quincy Hamilton. 2-for-3 with a grand slam, a double. A couple of runs scored. Mariano Rivera, 652 saves. Trevor Hoffman, 601. Third on the list is the former Midland Cub, Lee Smith, 478. Francisco Rodriguez, K-Rod as they called him, 432. John Franco, 424. Billy Wagner, 422. Pitch off the outside corner, 1-0. Billy is the dad of Astros infielder Will Wagner, who was shelved right now with a hand injury. And Kenley Jansen at 401 on the 400 list. And now, of course, Craig Kimbrell joins that amazing group with his 400th, and he'll move up. I would think he will probably get to fourth all time, don't you think? Two balls and no strikes. He would need 33 to pass K-Rod. Francisco Rodriguez pitched down low, ball 3-0. That number reachable could indeed become third all time. He's 78 behind Lee Smith. That's a lot, but I don't think doable. There's a called strike, 3-1. So 400 saves. That is a heck of a group, and it's a tremendous milestone. Question, this pitch is swung on and bounced right side, and that'll be handled by J.J., so a pop-out and a ground-out for the Rockhounds first baseman, two up. How many active pitchers have at least 300 saves? Dan Kimbrell with his 400th. How many active pitchers, other than Kimbrell, have 300 or more saves? Give you a pitch or two here. Contemplate. Colin Barber, 1-for-3 with an infield single. Takes down a low ball, one out. Play. Logan Davidson made a terrific effort on it. Turned into an RBI single. Drove home a run in the fifth inning after the Rockhounds had drawn within two. Pitch up and away for a ball, 2-0 from Jorge Juan. Nobody on, two men down, bottom of the seventh, 9-3 Corpus Christi. How many active pitchers have at least 300 saves? 2-0 pitch. Got there, called strike one, knee-high outside edge. Those who grumble can't blame them. That was a close pitch, looked good, but a close one. I'll tell you this, the answer makes Craig Kimbrell's 400 saves look well, and it is really impressive. Pitch down, low ball, 3-1. Makes it all the more so. Three balls, one strike. Barber, left-handed hitter. Colin at 260 coming in. Three home runs and has added his 15th RBI. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, boy. He chased ball four, but that's easy to say from the press box. So the count 3-2. Clyde Barber is still in the game. Stole second base back in the fifth inning, and really jammed his leg into the bag a bit. A swing and a miss. He's out on strikes. I'll do this quickly. How many active pitchers have at least 300 saves other than Craig Kimbrell? One. Aroldis Chapman, 317. He needs 83, obviously, to join Craig Kimbrell. 400 saves. Man, that is rarefied baseball air. We've played seven in Corpus Christi at Whataburger Field. Saturday Night Baseball, Village Car Wash score. Hooks on top of the Hounds, 9-3.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Grand Slam is still the biggest swing, and it came all the way back in the bottom of the first inning for Corpus Christi. And the Hooks lead at 9-3. Quincy Hamilton, a Grand Slam, really made Roybers Salinas pay for three bases on balls. He followed that up with a drive out of here to left center field. Home runs in this game also from Shea Whitcomb. That was solo, and Kennedy Corona, a two-run home run. So 7 of the 9 runs tonight for the Hooks coming on the long ball. The Rockhounds getting a solo home run from Lawrence Butler to straightaway center field in this game. Hounds got within 4-2 and 5-3, but the Hooks have now separated themselves as Ray Gaither comes out of the bullpen. And a first pitch fastball swung on and missed by Chase Calabrese. Top of the Rockhounds order in the top of the eighth inning with Lawrence Butler and Brett Harris to follow. Well, the Hooks closing in on, I think, a 3-2 lead in the series. Ground ball sharply hit for the third on. It's misplayed by DiCenzo. That's an easy one. That's sharply hit, but an E5 would be the guess. You always wait until it goes up on the board here, or we get official notification one way or another. One on and nobody down. Batter is Lawrence Butler, 1-for-3 with a tremendous home run. So Chase reaches on the error. Lawrence Butler is the batter. Takes just outside. Ball one from Gaither. One ball, no strikes. Gaither just joining the Hooks during the start of this series. So he makes his second appearance. Went one inning. Struck out two batters his first appearance. It's called strike here. And it's one ball, one strike. Lawrence Butler, left-handed hitter. Home run was his 6th, RBI his 30th. Takes down and in. Boy, that was going to scoot away. So on the wild pitch down to second base goes Chase Calabwig. Grab a look at the scoreboard again. Rockhounds lead San Antonio by 1 game. Frisco 4.5, Hooks 5, and that appears anyway. We'll see. That appears to be on the way to being cut to 4. Delivery swung on, ground ball sharply hit, and that'll be knocked down beautifully by the first baseman, Loperfido. Underhands in time for the out with Gaither covering the bag. Really good play by Joey Loperfido, the first baseman. Boy's done everything in this series. Advancing to third is Calabrese, but with a 9-3 lead, that's certainly an out that the, or an advancement, I should say, that the Hooks will take. Here's Brett Harris, 0-for-2 with the sacrifice fly. Lined out his first time up. He has a couple of really hard outs the last two nights in this series, as Brett swings. Ground ball right side. That'll be handled by the second baseman. Throw to first base in time from Correa. Run will score. Unearned run all the way. RBI, though, for Brett. So 9-4 is the score. Calabrese reached on an error, so obviously that's... he'll have to do a whole lot of ciphering on that one to figure out that is unearned. Brett Harris with his 33rd run batted in of this season. Leads the ball club. And now here's Logan Davidson, 1-for-2. Takes a called strike right down the middle, 0-1. Logan hit by a pitch in the third inning. He has a single and a lineout. So the lineout was hard hit. The single was just a good piece of hitting to put it in play. Well, wouldn't you know, it's the line out for the hard hit ball was the out. Pitched down and to the shoe tops, 1-1 back to the screen. Frisco is still leading Arkansas 6-1. They're in the top of the 7th at North Little Rock. And Amarillo still leading at San Antonio 1-0. They're in the top of the 8th inning at Nelson Wolf. The 1-1 just outside, 2-1. I don't know what Northwest Arkansas said to Tulsa before the game, but they should not have said it. Tulsa 12, Northwest Arkansas nothing. It's been interesting to hear folks talk about Tulsa. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and that's down low, ball 3, including some very knowledgeable folks. Now, they've lost two outstanding hitters, including Andy Páez, and you knew that was coming. And they lost LaDuca, whose first name just flew right by my nose. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That's called strike 3-2. But Tulsa, one thing that's been constant, they have really pitched the ball well. 2.79 team ERA. Pitch up high, and that's ball four, and Logan draws a walk. Folks who are griping are getting a little greedy. That was well up and away. Tulsa's team ERA is 2.79. That is one and a half points better than anybody else in the league. And the team that's second is Northwest Arkansas, so theirs is going to get bumped up anyway. They are losing to Tulsa 12-0. That game at One Oak Field, and boy, the drillers have been tough at home. Pitch swung on, bouncing ball, foul wide of third, up with that of J.J. Schwarz. J.J. 0-3, he's had a tough one. He's fouled out to the catcher and struck out twice. Hounds don't go to One Oak Field this year. Now, from a just the wins and losses perspective, I guess that's probably not a bad thing. Tulsa is 20-5 at home. They're about to become 21-5. Big swing and a miss. J.J. chased one down and away. So that's 12-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning at Tulsa. Northwest Arkansas has fallen on hard times. They're going to go to 18-26. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. Scoreboard had 1-2. It's still 0-2. I'm 98% sure on that. We'll call it 0-2. And Wichita leading Springfield 4-2. Again, in the north, whether anybody other than Tulsa and Arkansas, you're playing for the rest of the half. You're just playing to play ball, which is not a bad thing. Chet swing, foul ball back to the screen, still 0-2 to J.J. Just checking. They're going to the bottom of the eighth in San Antonio. Amarillo 1, Missions nothing. San Antonio has won the first four games of that series. The 0-2 stretch and pitch. Ground ball sharply hit. Base hit left side. J.J. Schwarz with a base hit. Boy, good A.B. That's an 0-2 count. He fouled off two 0-2 pitches and then drills a single to left field. Two men on for the Rockhounds, and that will bring up Greg Dykeman. And in the North Division, Tulsa, and my goodness, how good are they at home? They're 8-10 on the road, 20-5, and way up in this game. They're about to win their fifth in a row, are the Drillers, so they are going to go to 29-15. Pitch just off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Folks are grumpy. If Arkansas does not rally back, they would fall two games behind Tulsa. But that's going to be a heck of a pennant race. Rockhounds again will spend next week six games at Arkansas. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Crowd is thinned a little. Not a lot. Again, a big bunch tonight. Here's the one ball, one strike pitch, and that ball is hit high in the air to right center field. That is well struck, but on the move, Corona, he'll track it down. Just ahead of the track. Deep right center field. Corona with a catch. And the inning will come to an end. One run, one base hit, one error, a walk, and two men are left on base. Rockhounds get a decidedly unearned run in this inning. But they do get a run. And it's a five-run advantage. We're going to go to the bottom half of the eighth inning at Whataburger Field, Corpus Christi, Texas. And our Village Car Wash score has the hooks on top, 9-4.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit aldridgegardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store.
It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Mentioned there hasn't been much good news on the injured list for the Rockhounds of late, and the pitching staff leading the way there. But a bit of good news: Brian Howard is off the IL and is back in action and on the mound tonight. So, Brian, he's just trying to get a good inning in the books here. Delivers high to Shea Whitcomb, one ball, no strikes. Boy, guy, you can't make a mistake to Whitcomb, homering now in back-to-back games. One for two. Solo home run swings, high fly ball, right center field. Butler is there, and he's got it for the out, straight away right center. Not overly deep. One man down in the eighth inning. The batter is J.C. Correa. Second baseman for the Hooks, just coming off the injured list, is J.C. Brian Howard and sideline. Brian spent the last couple of seasons with AAA Las Vegas, making the move to the bullpen, so I imagine that, well, you never like, of course, to be sidelined, but especially frustrating. Good backup pitch for the tall right-hander, and it's called strike to J.C. Correa. Correa has lined out twice, once to center, once to left, and walked and scored. Right-handed here, straight away, swings, fouls this one back, and 0-2 and look out. Now that never fails. That ball was a rather terrifying line drive, went right through one of the luxury boxes, hit on the facade of the stadium, as you might have heard. Breaking pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Boy, a three-pitch whip. Brian Howard with an off-speed pitch away. Man, that was nasty, swinging strike three. So the ball smacks off the luxury suite, goes back down into the seats, takes one gentle carom between two rows, takes a high, gentle hop, and the guy catches it in row three. From terrifying to gentle. Pitch way up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Ah, the love of the foul ball. Brian Howard making just his sixth appearance, 2-0 with a 2.89 ERA. His other numbers kind of belie the earned run average, a swing and a miss. It's 1-1. He's pitched out of some jams, says Brian. In 9 1/3 coming in, so it's, he's gone 2/3 of an inning, so 10 innings total, 11 hits, 10 walks, 12 strikeouts. And again, sub 3 ERA, delivers down and in for a ball, 2-1. And certainly a guy who knows how to pitch, making the transition, as mentioned, into the relief role. The two-ball, one-strike pitch. That ball, hard hit. No, it didn't. Into shallow right. Butler slides, can't make the play. Base hit. Boy, that ball sounded. I don't know if you can hear that from upstairs. That sounded like he ripped it. It was a soft liner into shallow right. Butler made a really good effort, a sliding effort to try to get there, but the ball drops for a base hit. Two-out single. Top of the order, Kennedy Corona. Corona, a two-run home run in this game. Corona walked and stole a base in the first inning, turned into a run on the grand slam by Quincy Hamilton. Still really the difference of the game. Pitch backs up, but down and in. One ball, no strikes. Home runs have been so big for Corpus Christi in the last two games of this one. Fell short last night, but again, three of their four runs on home runs. Swing and a foul back. Count one ball, one strike. 1-1. Drew Gilbert on deck for the Hooks in the bottom half of the eighth inning. The 1-1 set by Howard. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and sent a high in the air to straightaway right field. Lawrence Butler is there waiting. He's got it. The inning is over. Well, Hooks doing a little running with a 9-4 lead. No runs on the base hit, no errors, and one man left on. And again, it may not change the outcome of the game, but just good to see Brian Howard back and look strong through the ball well and gets through this eighth inning with just one hit and one strikeout and no further damage done. So to the top half of the ninth inning we go. Hooks will go deeper into the bullpen here, and we will go to the top half of the ninth inning. The Hooks trying to close it out and take the lead in the series. Village Car Wash score, Hooks 9, Hounds 4.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Hounds need a handful to keep this one going. We go to the top half of the ninth inning in Whataburger Field. Bottom third of the order, Jeremy Ironman leads it off. Cesar Gomez on to try to close the door. Fires a fastball strike at 94 right down the middle, and the ninth inning underway. Oops, something got off the out of the stands, I guess, in that right field side. It's not a grass berm, it's just stands down there. I don't people playing catch in the stands, I guess. That's creative. A couple of grass berms in this ballpark. Not much, really. A small one. Swing and a miss. Boy, Jeremy chased one down and away from Gomez. Cesar has some AAA experience. He's been up and down to AAA Sugarland, in fact, this season. Pitched just down and in, 1-2. Yeah, I'm mentioning the jerseys that they gave away tonight. Kyle Tucker is who they're honoring. Well, he is one terrific player. It's down and away for a ball, 2-2. I am not an Astros fan, but Kyle Tucker, this to me, is just, boy, one of the more complete players in the game. And, yeah, he's just outstanding. 2-2 pitch, ground ball left side. Handled by DeCenzo at third, throws to first, and one man down in the ninth inning. So that's who they're honoring tonight. And I was curious if the jerseys have Hooks or Astros on the front. I hope it should say Hooks. I mean, you know, that's the point. But I'm trying to confirm that, and I can't see the front of a jersey anywhere in this crowd. See sides and backs. Pitch called strike of the knees to Shane McGuire. Shane 0-3. Flew out to deep center his first time. He's bounced to short and struck out. Gomez with the 0-1 pitch, and that is lined but foul down the left field side. There were folks lining the stadium to get in here tonight when I pulled up. That would have been about 3 o'clock. It's actually a little bit behind today, but normally it would have been 2. I trust they weren't here at 2, but a whole bunch of folks were here at 3. But they got their jerseys and saw a grand slam home run tonight. Pretty good night for the home fans. Pitch down and away, 1-2. Oh, now the woo starts. Where did this stuff start? Whoever started it, shame on you. Pop up. Left side. Third baseman DiCenzo. He'll make the catch. Pop out, two men down in the second inning. Denzel Clark, the batter, 1-for-3. He doubled into the left field corner and scored in the third, struck out in the fifth, and he went out in the seventh inning, but he ripped it. Line drive to center field. First pitch, and he loops that one foul into the seats. Rockhounds tomorrow will see Julio Urbina. He was outstanding on the as the second part of the piggyback start. Game one of the series, called strike, and it's 0-2, so Hook's now a strike away. And as you mentioned, Blake Beers will make his double-A debut for the Hounds tomorrow. Some of the faithful standing, pitch down and away for a ball, 1-2. Those who are here just to, you know, attend the ballgame, that's great. I mean, have a great time. They're wooing, and the people who are serious are standing up for the third out. Ground ball to short. They're about to get it. Whitcomb to play. The throw to first base. Boy, a little high. Nope, came off the bag. So Denzel will reach. And we'll see how that will be scored. Whitcomb's throw sailed a little bit. Somewhat a bang-bang play at first base. I would imagine it'll go as an E6, but Denzel, to his credit, made it close. So it'll be one on and two men down. Chase Caliber going to give him a hit. Well, those who say you don't get favorable calls on the road, I think that is one right there. But again, I think that also respects what Denzel did. He really hustled down the line. Here's Chase. Takes down and into a ball, 1-0. Chase Calabwig, 1-for-3, RBI single. I'm sorry, that's twice I've said that. RBI triple in a run scored. And drew a walk back in the first. Stretch and pitch to Calabwig is up and in, and that's ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Lawrence Butler on deck. But two down in the ninth inning, and the Hook's on top, 9-4. Chase came into the game at 320, so average will go up or down depending on this one. Clark will take second, pitch down to in ball three. Defensive indifference, of course, there. No stolen base. So a 3-0 count with two down in the ninth inning. Calabwig, left-handed hitter, pitching away by Garcia. That'll get there by Gomez, excuse me, called strike. Three balls, one strike. Cesar out of the bullpen, trying to close the door here in the ninth inning for the Hooks. Right-hander with a 5.5 ERA, stretch and pitch. Nope, down low, ball four. And I sit corrected. Chase Calabwig's average will not go up or down based on that because that's a base on balls. So Chase at the leadoff spot tonight has done a nice job. He's walked twice and tripled on base 3 out of 5. And here's Lawrence Butler. He's 1-for-4, but the one was a big one, a solo home run, and man, he tattooed it. Straight away center field. A big swing and a miss. Boy, he had chapter two in mind with that. The main wall, the green wall in straightaway center field, is, I believe, 8 feet tall, and then a tall batter's eye extends up about 50 feet. Pitch down and in. And boy, that bounds away all the way over toward the first base dugout. So a wild pitch, and it'll be 1-1 with second and third. Well, that ball must have probably short hopped right in front of the catcher C.J. Stubbs, so he tried to block it, but it just caromed fairly high and over toward the first base dugout. Second and third on the wild pitch. Count 1-1 to Lawrence Butler. Brett Harris on deck, top of the ninth inning, 9-4, Corpus Christi. Pitch swung on and fouled back, and once again, Cesar Gomez within the pitch of closing the door. Butler waits from the left side, here's the 1-2 pitch. Just low of the fence. That's a tough pitch to take in the fourth inning, much less with the game on the line. Of course, it's not necessary. It's not an overly crunch time-ish feel, but still, well, that was close. 2-2. 2-1 and 2 out. Pitch to Lawrence. Swings and fly ball. left field, not deep. Barber there, drifts back, lost it for a moment, and now snags it. So the Hooks win it, the grand slam in the first inning. That is really the difference in this game. No runs on the hit, no errors, and a couple of men left here in the top of the ninth inning for the Rockhounds. So the Hooks take a 3-2 lead in the series. They win for the 20th time on the season. They're now 20-24. Rockhounds 24-20. And as we give you a second look before we go away here this evening, we'll see if that game in San Antonio might go final. Give you a look at how the standings will look going into Sunday evening baseball. But for this one, Quincy Hamilton delights a big, big crowd here tonight. Michael passed it along. Yeah, they were wondering if they might touch 6,000 tonight. They did, 6,021. So a big night at the ballpark. They go home happy. A whole bunch of folks got a souvenir, as we mentioned. And they see a Corpus Christi win powered by a grand slam home run. Final Village Car Wash score here is 9-4. The Corpus Christi Hooks take a 3-2 series lead. Gentlemen, one and all, this bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, 4 runs on 6 hits and 1 error, 4-6-1. And for the Corpus Christi Hooks, 9 runs on 9 hits and 1 error. The winner is Rhett Koba. He goes to 4-1. ERA bumped up a little bit. Rockhounds got 3 runs against one of the league's best. ERA goes up from 3.05 to 3.32, but he gets his fourth win. As Koba lost, goes to Roiber Salinas. And again, that first inning has really been the tale of the deal. A couple of times, 3, maybe 4 times, in fact, for Roiber on this season. And it was again here tonight. He falls to 1-3 with a 6.38 earned run average. There were 4 home runs in the game, and the first was by far the largest. Quincy Hamilton, 4th of the season, 2nd of the series, a grand slam home run in the bottom of the first inning. The inning's only hit, but it was compounded and preceded by 3 walks. By the way, I'm going to interrupt myself. I finally saw the front of one of the, it says Astros on it. Why doesn't it say Hooks? Wouldn't that be because he played here, you see, Kyle Tucker? Okay, I will let that, you know, the folks in Corpus Christi run a wonderful operation and a tight ship. I will leave that up to them, but it says Astros instead of Hooks. Okay. Be that as it may, Quincy Hamilton grand slam in the first inning. And, again, it followed 3 bases on balls in that first inning for Roiber. Came in with a 10-plus ERA in the first inning and either a 3 or a 4.5 ERA in the other 4 innings in which he has pitched 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Overall for the season, the collective ERA for that inning. And boy, the first has really, really been tough on him. Was again here tonight. Shea Whitcomb, a solo home run, his 11th, his 2nd in as many games. That in the 4th inning. Rockhounds get a home run from Lawrence Butler, his 6th of the season. That in the 5th inning to straightaway center field. And Kennedy Corona, boy, a towering fly ball that just got out of here. It is only 315 down the line in left field, and that's where it went out. Didn't get out by much for the 2-run home run. And that, in fact, capped the scoring in this game. Mentioned the attendance of 6,021, so a big night here in Corpus Christi. And the game played in exactly 2 hours, 30 minutes of baseball daylight time. Corpus in blue improves, rather, to 20-24. The Hounds drop to 24-20. And we'll check how that will reflect in the standings coming up in a couple of moments. So from Corpus Christi, our final Village Car Wash score of this game, Game 5 of the set, the Corpus Christi Hooks 9 and the Rockhounds 4.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on morning. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Said up top that the first inning has been a challenge at times for Roiber Salinas, and in this game it really was really the difference in the game when you get down to it. Kennedy Corona led off the bottom of the first inning with a base on balls for Corpus Christi. Drew Gilbert then drew a walk, and it was two on with nobody out. Joey Loperfido lined out sharply so. Chase Calabrese made a nice catch on it. But then Zach DiCenzo, who has just joined the club, second game with the hooks, he drew a walk, and all of a sudden now the bases are loaded. On a 1-1 pitch to Quincy Hamilton, he takes one out of here to left center field. The guy who hit the foul pole with a home run in the bottom of the ninth inning on Tuesday turned into a very big swing of the bat. And this one, really the decisive swing when you get down to it, the grand slam home run in the bottom of the first, and it was 4-0 Corpus Christi. The Hounds came back in the third inning. Again, in this game, they faced Rhett Koba, certainly one of the 10 best in the Texas League. Came in with a 3.05 ERA, great command, a whip of basically 0.99 coming in. In the third inning, Denzel Clark doubles into the left field corner. Chase Calabrese follows with a triple into the right field corner, and that RBI triple makes it a 4-1 game. Brett Harris, a one-out sacrifice fly, will score Chase. And the score was 4-2. Rockhounds getting within a couple. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Shea Whitcomb took the first pitch of the inning and drove it out of here to deep left center field. No question about it. Second home run in as many nights, 11th on the year for Whitcomb, and it was 5-2. Rockhounds got within 5-3 in the fifth inning. That was a solo home run by Lawrence Butler, just a line drive straight away center field, and it was 5-3. But in the sixth, the hooks will come back. A leadoff walk, J.C. Correa. This is against Jorge Juan. And, in fact, in the fifth inning, rather, they got the runs back. And this was with Roiber Salinas still on the mound. A one-out single by Joey Loperfido. Quincy Hamilton doubles into the right field corner. And that will bring home, or put Loperfido, rather, at third base. Colin Barber, an RBI single. That was the swing he was looking for. That made it. At that point, a 6-3 game. Barber, with Quincy Hamilton then at third base. Barber steals second base. The throw from Roiber Salinas. Roiber did not deliver to the plate. Barber got a huge jump. Roiber turned through the second. I think a good throw would have gotten him, but he threw it into center field. Hamilton scored. So two runs score in the inning, and that made it a 7-3 game. And then the two-run home run, Jorge Juan surrendering. That was the high fly ball that just got out of here to left. It wasn't a particularly really deep fly ball, but this is one part of the ballpark here in Whataburger Field where you can get your somewhat inexpensive or cheap home runs. 3:15 down the line with the wind pushing that way. Pretty strong again tonight. Two-run home run for Corona, his fifth of the year. That made it 9-3. Rockhounds got a run unearned in the eighth inning. Brett Harris, an RBI groundout. Second ribby of the game for Brett, his 33rd of the season. But 9-4 the score, and we go all the way back that first inning. Boy, really set the tone and really did provide, basically anyway, the difference in this game with Quincy Hamilton's grand slam home run. 9-4 is the final. When we come back, we'll get a quick second look at this game. We'll double-check on those totals. Want to check the other game or two in progress as well, and set you up for Sunday baseball, in which the Rockhounds and the Hooks will wrap up this series. The Hooks now a 3-2 advantage in this 6-game set by the beach. Back in a moment to wrap things up when Rockhounds Radio continues.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focused Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Very nice gentleman who brings in the printed version of the box score after the game. This guy, he didn't go to work for the CIA. I was wondering where the box score was. I turned around and it's sitting on the countertop right next to me, and I never saw him come in nor did I see him leave. So there is possibly maybe a career for espionage available for that young man. Nicely done. Thank you very much, sir. Numbers we gave you, just wanted to make sure they are correct. 4-6-1 for the Rockhounds, 9-9-1 for Corpus Christi. The win goes to Coba, who is now 4-1. The loss to Salinas, as Roiber falls now to 1-3. The Rockhounds have had, boy, a bundle of pitchers go on the injured list, and one of those was Jake Walkinshaw, one of the guys in the starting rotation. David Leal filled in for him, but that is temporary. Blake Beers will come up from Lansing. Had a very good start to the year with the Lugnuts. I'll tell you more about that tomorrow when we get you set for baseball, but Blake will make his Double-A debut. He will face Julio Robina, who was the second half of the piggyback start on Tuesday for the Hooks and was just outstanding. Robina is 3-3, 3.82 ERA, but really solid numbers right across the board. Opposition hits just 244 against him, and the whip in the 1.3 range. You know, it drives me crazy on the stat sheet, on the main stats that we get for the teams, they don't include whip. They include all sorts of stuff and don't include whip. Total batters faced, but no whip. This drives me out of my mind. I always figure it and forgot to do that on Robina. But when we last saw him on Tuesday evening, he was really, really good in the second half of that ballgame. That was the game in which the Rockhounds had the lead early and kept it until the ninth inning. But Robina, with the second of that piggyback start, he was the second guy in. He really kept the Hooks in the game, and they came back, eventually rallied, and won that game. So Robina against Blake Beers in his debut. Well, I stumbled all the way over that just enough that the game in San Antonio went final. Yes, as the great Inspector Clouseau used to say in Pink Panther movies, kids ask your great-grandparents, every move I make is carefully planned. Of course, right after he said that, he fell off the back of a couch. Amarillo defeated San Antonio 1-0 on a combined two-hitter. So the Rockhounds do not surrender the lead with this loss in the division. Frisco is leading Arkansas. That's now 7-1. So Frisco appears to be well on its way to a victory. So the Rough Riders will get within 3.5 games. Corpus will move to within 4. San Antonio stays one game back, and Amarillo now 6 games behind the Hounds in the South Division. But Amarillo is a winner at San Antonio in that game this evening. Well, we'll look forward to bringing you the finale here before the ball club heads out for the next stop on this road swing, which again will be North Little Rock, Arkansas. Both teams heading for the state of Arkansas after tomorrow evening's game. I tried to talk them into an afternoon game. They wouldn't go for it. So 6:35 will be our first pitch tomorrow evening. Thank you so much for spending part of your Memorial Day weekend with us here on Rockhounds Radio. For all of us with the Hounds, Bob Hards at Corpus Christi, where the Hooks ride an early grand slam from Quincy Hamilton to a 9-4 victory. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Skelly. And goodnight, my friends, from Whataburger Field at the beach.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.